and vegetation and bracha. So that's the real reason for the mitzvah. Shracha shel makom. That's makes sense. That's the true reason. So I just wanted to mention that, but we'll come back to it. See, sometimes the time of mitzvah is important to know also in terms of understanding halacha. It's a different frame of reference, but it's significant. Okay, we'll stop it. But if you're not mechuyev to be mashmir like a deraisa, in other words, if it's a, you can make it if it's a question of mitzvah. You can make them more because it's upon them, but you can't, there's no difference. The Mordechai Sattar is very hard at it. I'm not saying you can't use it. I'm just saying, to me, it's me. You know. It seems to me, why do you like the Mordechai? Because it's convenient, not because it's you conclude the Mordechai's right. It's not the way the Paschal Shabbat is. There's one sheet that's, you know, suddenly you like that sheet. Nobody else says that. It's one sheet to Rosh Hashanah. You know, nobody else says it, and it's a sheet that's clear. Yeah. Right. Right. Have you guys about that? Yeah, I know, but we don't make decisions like that based on that.
Let's see, 3, 2, 7, 2, 1, go on. It's
Did you find out about to finish up the block, by the way?
Sorry?
Did you find out if they finished up the block for a baron?
Oh, I can confirm that. I couldn't tell anybody to shoot.
Yeah, yes. Right, let's find out, because they didn't. I want to know which block they didn't finish up. Finish up. It's not too late.
Yeah, you're doing. Okay, so then.
So that's why you have somebody else call Colin, because it's Machwekis. You have nothing to lose. You have nothing to lose. Nah. Doesn't have to worry. Because yields, you don't have to be covered unless it's more than one. Yeah.
Let's say you're going back to New York.
Right.
So if you go straight, so you're Holy Terra.
Yeah, so great.
Yeah, so let's say, but I'm planning on stopping somewhere like in South Vermont or North Massachusetts.
I guess that.
You know what I'm saying? Would I continue to be able to eat or have to?
Sure. I understand the question.
In other words, afterwards. If I was going, I'm not going straight. I'm going to like do for 3 hours, stop to do some sightseeing and stuff, and then.
It's still over there. Oh, you mean say stop for sightseeing? You mean?
Yeah.
Still halakha drachma. The question is like this.
We're just about ready to start. Okay. All right, here we go. I think it sounds clear. I gave the number to Leslie Unger. I'm hoping he'll update you on like.
Why later?
Because he's in an emergency call.
He's in an emergency call.
He said that he'll ask you when he gets there about the blood for loss. What happened?
That's Mar. That's Mar. Got the wrong doctor.
I guess the situation can lead to a medical emergency. Somebody's getting really angry. Liable to beat his wife up or something. See, everybody's on call. Everybody's emergency these days. On call. Okay. So, anyways, so we're on. What's the story here? Okay. Yeah, okay, all right. So, I wanted to add to what we left off with yesterday. We mentioned, over Yontif, I think, I'll repeat it because I think it's an important point. And that is that, in terms of what we left off with yesterday, the point of the nature of Asiyas HaMitzvahs, the last thing we mentioned yesterday. Okay, so the Rambam, that, you shouldn't have the wrong idea in Asiyas HaMitzvahs. So, Asiyas HaMitzvahs in general, you have to have the right idea. Otherwise the performance has little or no value. Sometimes no value, sometimes little value. But, the thing is that, for instance, and those who try to take a mitzvah and make it into some type of a magical performance, like we were mentioning yesterday, that by taking the dalad minim, you're being mitzaref klal yisroel, like a sympathetic magical, or else any kind of, giving it any kind of value like that. That the doing itself is accomplishing, some kind of a, mystical accomplishment. You see, that approach is kineged haTorah. That approach is kineged haTorah. And the proof is, we mentioned, was that nobody would be able to explain why, for instance, Nashim are potter from Kriyashma, for instance. Kriyashma is Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim, which is Kol HaTorah Kula. which is everything. That's everything's totally in that. How is it possible that the Torah potted women on Kriya Shema, according to Rambam? It's one pasuk. Say one pasuk. I mean, you can't say that. Can't say one pasuk. Whatever reason you give, it's just not possible to explain it. So the only way to answer that question is if you understand what the Rambam says in the end of Hilchas Tumura, that the essential kiyum of mitzvahs is really the ideas of the mitzvahs. That's the essential kiyum. And like the Rambam quotes from Tillim, the Oslo Evosh Babiti, forget the pasuk. So Limra Mitzvahs. So the Rambam says that the purpose of mitzvahs is its Eitzos Meirochag Megadla Eitzel Lasakein Hamasim and Lasakein Adeos. So that's really the real objective of mitzvahs. So that's why we say that Pamayim Ba'avah Shema Omrim, V'chonon Hamiyachrim Shemo, even though only men are mitzvah in the mitzvah, but it is really a mitzvah which reflects the asiyah of the whole ummah. Because that idea, Pamayim B'chol Yom, is the constant awareness of the importance of this idea of the mitzvah, of Yichud Hashem, which is Kol HaTorah Kula. So, and like the Chinuch says, that if you don't have that mitzvah right, every mitzvah you do is worthless. The Chinuch on the mitzvah of Yichud Hashem. So he mentions that if you don't have that idea right, then any mitzvah you do has no value whatsoever. And Nashim are certainly chayiv in that mitzvah, certainly chayiv in mitzvahs Yichud Hashem. It's not possible. Even the Minchas Chinuch says even Gayim are chayiv. Everybody's chayiv in that mitzvah. The only thing that for a Jew, it's incorporated in a tzuras ha-mitzvah. But for a guy, it was never incorporated in a tzuras ha-mitzvah. But in terms of the gavra being chayiv in that, that's kol boy olam. There's no question about that. So how could it be that nashim are pturis from Kriya Shema? But the answer is that the essential obligation of a mitzvah is to do a maisa which reflects and makes a person aware and the nation aware of the Eitzos Meirochok Megadol HaEitza. And that's really the real kiyum and objective of all mitzvahs. So therefore, who is going to bring that awareness? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu determines. How you establish that kind of an awareness. So it could be through it could be only through Pamayim Bava Shmarim. The men do it. That's enough to establish the awareness. So, but the Iker Kiyum HaMitzvah, the Iker objective of the mitzvahs is really to establish the ideas of the mitzvahs. That's really the purpose. So it doesn't matter necessarily who does it. You see, it's as long as it's done in a way that those ideas are prominent among the people. So that's why you can't ask that question. Why Nashim are pturas? Because that's as long as the idea is made clear, then that's the essential objective of the mitzvah. That's not to say that there's no benefit in asiyas mitzvah. Doesn't mean there's no benefit in asiyas mitzvah. Of course there is a benefit. That's what the Rambam says, even Moshe Rabbeinu benefited from asiyas mitzvah. But insofar as there's a benefit in asiyas mitzvah, that a woman can do, that's anybody can do. A person that's potter is mekabel schar k'moshe einu mitzvah yosa. So their noshim can do it. In terms of the benefit of Kabbalah Salah Shemayim of Kriya Shema, so that Nashim can do, but there is no Chiyuv HaMitzvah, because the Chiyuv HaMitzvah is in terms of the essence of the mitzvah, which is that the idea should be one that everyone is aware of. That Pamayim B'Yav HaShema Omer means that everybody should be aware that this is the most important objective of Kol HaTorah Kula. And of course, it doesn't end with a Maisa HaMitzvah of Kriya Shema. mean, it never ends, because that idea of perfection is one that a person is engaged in all their life. So the mitzvah cannot be formulated. A mitzvah is always formulated on the basis of its essential objective. That's why you can't ask a kasha why this one's proper, that one's chayav. These type of questions are nonsensical, because the Torah is formulated, tayag mitzvahs are formulated in a way that the etzos should become known to the Yam, should be known to the Yam. And that's that formula HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. Exactly how that formula is. But it doesn't make any difference who does it. Certain mitzvahs Kehanim do. It doesn't mean a mitzvah that a Kayin does is any less, because a Kayin does it and I don't do it. So therefore he could do this great mitzvah and I can't do the mitzvah. So he has some type of magical benefit out of doing it, and I can't. That's all nonsense. If you learn kachim, you learn the mitzvah. So and kachim. So the concept and the benefit of the mitzvah and kachim, the ideas, is the same. I mean, it doesn't make any difference. But the kahanim are the ones that implement the mitzvah in order to bring the awareness. But the mitzvah is an activity which has an underlying idea. And this idea is the objective of the mitzvah is that we should learn from that idea. That's what the Rambam is saying, and a very important Rambam, the end of Hilchos Torah. It really gives you the whole concept of mitzvahs. And that's why it's ridiculous to ask, this one's chayav, that one's pat, doesn't make any difference. The essence of mitzvahs is the ideas and perfection, and not the magic of performance. That's Derech Avodah Zarah. So, yes. That's right. But it's more than that. The idea is that that's really the objective of all the mitzvahs. So certain mitzvahs, it doesn't matter who performs them. Sometimes you're not allowed to perform the mitzvah. You're not allowed to perform. Zor she'ovar eschayev mesa. You're not allowed to do that mitzvah. No different than that mitzvah than any other mitzvah. So that's a mitzvah you're not allowed to do. So there's the purpose of mitzvahs is not in the magical asiyah, okay? So it's a whole different concept. That's why it's no kasha why woman is potter, because in terms of the eitzah of the mitzvah, she's included in the eitzah of the mitzvah, and she's chayav in yichud Hashem, and in terms of that, she is a part of the ummah, and the awareness of the mitzvah is just as real to her as it is to anybody else. Even though she's not the one that implements the asiyah. On the other hand, insofar as the asiyah is concerned, the benefit of the asiyah, which is true, there is a benefit in asiyah, but that benefit, ain't a mitzuviyosa, gets the same exact benefit. There's no difference. No difference. But people tend to do things based upon, totally emotional reasons. And that's why, for instance, in Tilas Lulav. So it's a big question of whether Nashim should be Mevarchas or not. But you'll notice one thing, that if you take away the bracha, most of the time they're not going to do it. People won't do it. See, but that's really totally nonsensical. Why should it? Doesn't make any difference. You're not saying the bracha because Safik Brachas Lahakel. But if you want the benefit of the performance of the mitzvah, so you should do it and you don't say the bracha. It shouldn't be any different. But you see, people don't do things, don't do mitzvahs in a rational manner. If you do a mitzvah in a rational manner, so then you do it because the asiyah is of benefit. So it's not a ceremonious performance. It's not to give a person the satisfaction of a ceremonious performance. That's not the purpose of mitzvahs. That's Derech Avodah Zarah. That a person feels a certain satisfaction. I went through a ceremonious religious performance. You see, so that's why if you take away the bracha, so you take away the ceremony, so it lacks its attraction. You see, but that's doing mitzvahs the wrong way. And the essence of mitzvahs is to do them the right way, because that's the whole purpose. Mi gadla eitzah, that you should do you should listen carefully, tune in to the atzas Hashem. I mean, that's really the whole purpose of mitzvahs. So if you do it wrong, you lose the whole benefit. The whole essence of the mitzvah is lost. And that's why people have these crazy kind of questions. And they try to give nonsensical answers. I heard the answers were Nashim Apturas. I never heard one single answer that made any sense. And in terms of the framework of the way they understand mitzvahs, just crazy answers. But the truth of the matter is what a person should try to do is to try to do the mitzvah in the right way, and then they really gain the benefit of the mitzvah. Okay. But you have to listen carefully to what the Torah is telling you is the right way. I mean, you can't just come with your own emotional attitude and then expect the Torah, which is Chochmas Hashem, to fit into a person's natural nonsensical emotions. Okay. Yes.
I think there was a Gemara with your brother that said that if there was no brachos like the second day yantin, so people would be mazalba.
No, I'll get to that in a second. But what I wanted to add was something that my son pointed out, which I think is a very, very good point, which is a Ramban. The Ramban says, and it fits very well into what we were saying here, I don't want to forget this. The Ramban says that what is the benefit, why is Gadol Mitzuva V'Yaseh? The Ramban says very beautifully.
What's Ramban?
What's Ramban? In Kiddushin Mitzuva V'Yaseh, and see in Kiddushin Mitzuva V'Yaseh. So Ramban says, what is the benefit of a mitzvah v'yosa? So Ramban says, because in a mitzvah v'yosa, there's an additional dimension that you're being mekayim gezeras hamelach. Gezeras hamelach. It fits in exactly. Ramban is, everybody asks, why is God a mitzvah v'yosa? Taisuk gives an answer, a different answer, which is also true, but the Ramban is more basic. Ramban is really hits it on the head. And what is the benefit of a mitzvah? Because mitzvah, you have another dimension. What is the dimension? That dimension is exactly what we mentioned before. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu determined how to bring these ideas of us through Asiyah into existence among the people. So he determined the right way. So therefore, when a person is a mitzvah v'yosa, it means he recognizes the melech and his gzeros. Gzeros HaMelech. That's a separate thing. That's what the Ramban says. Anochi Ad Hashem Alekecha. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that let them recognize me first as a Melech, and then they'll keep my gzeros. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus is not a Malchus by force. It's only a Malchus by volition. That they voluntarily accept as Malchus. That's a forced Malchus is no benefit. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need a Malchus. So the only benefit is Yeda Kol Pol Kiata Fialta V'Yavon Kol Yatzar Kiata Yitzarta. So it's only through recognition, through people having Seichel and Chachman recognition. That's Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's the Ramban on the Ramban quotes the Medrash, the Mechilta on the Anochi Ad Hashem Alekecha. It's right in it's in the beginning of the Ramban's Pirush on the Sefer HaMitzvos, Anochi Ad Hashem Alekecha. So he quotes the Mechilta. The Mechilta says that why do you say Le'ilacha Lehim Acherim? Why do you have to have both Anochi and Le'ilacha? So that's what the Mechilta answers. Because if we just say Le'ilacha, so that's like that's lahavda like a malach bas vadam. He enforces his laws. God said, no, first anochi, let them recognize me as a malach. Then they'll keep my gzeres. So a person that is mitzvah v'yosa means that he recognizes in doing that only God could determine how to bring these etzos into prominence, into existence among the nation. So when he does the mitzvah, so he is recognizing malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a separate kiyum that you can't have if you're an Eina Mitzuva V'yasa. Cannot have it because you're not Mitzuva. It's a beautiful Ramban. A fantastic Ramban. So that Ramban, I mentioned it because it fits exactly into what we're saying here. That the objective of mitzvahs is not asiya. It's not the objective. That's the mistake people make. Because people always tend to put things in an infantile frame. That they think that when it comes to an area of religion, they go back to the infantile, because religion is really infantile, but the Das HaEmes is not. The Das HaEmes is Chachma. So to go back into an infantile form that doing is the magic of doing, that's Derech Avodah Zarah. But the doing is the Gzeres HaMelech, to bring these ideas into to make it manifest among the people, these ideas, the Atzas Hashem, the Eitzas. So the only one that could be, that has that additional dimension, that he is subordinating himself to the Gzeres HaMelech and recognizes Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is the Mitzvah Yaseh. And Mitzvah can't go say, is any Mitzvah? It's not possible. It's an unbelievable Ramban, fantastic Ramban. So that, see what Taisva says is also true. Taisva says it's a different idea. But Taisus is in the idea of Schar Vonish, which means that he has to overcome a certain emotion because he's being coerced. So he has to get by an additional psychological block, which is true. Once a person is forced to do something, he immediately he rebels against it. It's a natural thing in man. That's why you have one of the Chatayim, you have Avon, Pesha, and Chate Avon. And Pesha. So Pesha is that part of man that once he has to do something, he rebels against it. So he has to overcome that element, Taisva says. So therefore, Mitzvah Yoseh has a greater schar, because if he does it, me'avo, so then he has to get past a certain psychological barrier. That's true. No question, it's true. But the Ramban's is more basic. See, the Ramban's is more basic. Okay, they're both true. They're both true. It's not a machlekes. They're both true. But that's really the concept.
You were just saying before, and I think it's true, you know, that when you're in mitzvah, though, and notice he's saying, Tosa is saying that it's harder to do it, but he was saying before it's easier to do it. People want to do it when they're in mitzvah.
No, I said that.
No, because by the bracha.
Oh, no. I didn't say they want to do it. I said something different. I said that people who want to do something for the wrong reason, they want to do it only if they have a ceremonious satisfaction of doing a ceremonious performance. So they want it. I didn't say that a person that has to do something will not do it. He's conflicted. There are parts of them that want to do it, parts of them don't want to do it. But Tais is saying, in order to be Oved Me'ava, if you have to do it, it's much harder. That's true. But it doesn't mean that you see women. Some women insist on doing mitzvahs. And it says that there are other reasons. But I'm saying that I'm just pointing out. I'm not going into that. I'm pointing out one thing that you see from the case of where women, if they can make the bracha, they'll be happy to do it, and if not, they won't. I said that is a certain type of, and I don't mean only women, I'm just using it as an example. Men have the same thing. It's not that there's a certain, I'm just using this as an illustration, that people have a certain psychological satisfaction of accomplishing a ceremonious performance. Like somebody said to me, he says, why do I go to Slichus? He says, I get one thing out of Slichus, and this is the only thing I get out of it. I feel great afterwards that I did something really hard. I got up early in the morning and I accomplished something, a ceremonious performance. But it's true. That's the same kind of thing. That's the same kind of thing. So what I'm trying to point out, I'm just giving you an illustration, that to do mitzvahs because of a sense of satisfaction of ceremonious performance is alien to the Derech HaTorah. It's alien to the Derech HaTorah, and it's in line with the Derech of the Umos Olam. With the derech of religion in general, but not the das amos, not this das. Okay.
Even go into the also,
that
doesn't mean anybody else can set
him off as a shem. Yeah, but that's right. But not in what the Ramban is saying. The Ramban is pointing out that it's the person is set him off as a shem any moment, but. It means in this performance you don't have that element. That's what the Ramban is. Beautiful Ramban, yeah. Okay. So I just thought it's worthwhile to mention that because, I mean, you know, like, these are Yesari Adas. Okay. Yeah.
It comes out that you'll get more star for the mitzvah that has any mitzvah and the mitzvah rather than for a regular mitzvah, which everyone is up
with. Say again?
It seems to be that you'll get more schar for mitzvah that has people that are not obligated in it, than for a regular mitzvah, everyone is obligated. Because you're recognizing the machos and the way the mitzvah is structured.
Are you doing that when everybody's chayav also?
I just want to point out, before I go on to your question, I just want to point out that you have to deal with the problems of your times. I mean, you can't just, you know, close your eyes on it. But the problems of our times is like you have with the women's movement to mitzvahs. But what is that based on? It's based on an erroneous idea. It's based on an idea that, a lot of erroneous ideas, but let me just stick to this one. That men have the benefit of the asiyah. You see, that there is a benefit in performance per se. So that's why they say that that's not fair. Why should the men have the benefit and we shouldn't? That would be true if that was the benefit. But that's what I'm saying. That's only a benefit if you believe in a benefit of ceremonious performance. But if you believe that and that's why these questions come into existence because of a misunderstanding. Oh, sure. Because of a misunderstanding of the ideas of Torah. You see, but the real idea is that the benefit of mitzvahs is the eitzah of mitzvah, and that's for the whole Klal Yisrael, every mitzvah, no matter who does it. You see, so the whole thing is a big mistake. And insofar as performance is concerned, the only benefit, like the Ramban says, is that in the performance, you recognize Gezeiras HaMelech, and Gezeiras HaMelech makes you think about the Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is Anochi Hashem Elokecha. So through that, it elevates an individual. But you can't say, why do they have that and not me? Because that's Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is that you don't have it. It's like a person saying, why can't I do Avodah? The ideas in Avodah are the most unbelievable ideas. There's Yichud Hashem, and the whole Avodah in the Mikdash revolves around the most important ideas of Kol HaTorah Kula. So how come the Kahanim can do it and we can't? You see? Yeah, I mean, these are important areas. There's everything. Mikdash, there's everything. That was Karach's Taina. So, but the answer is that would be absurd for a person to say that he wants to do it. What do you mean you want to do it? The Gzeres HaMelech is you don't do it. Then you're not supposed to do it. So you're Mekayim the Gzeres HaMelech by not doing it. So you can't say you want to do these things. That's an absurd request. It's intrinsically absurd. You can only say, I want to do Gzeres HaMelech, Gzeres HaMelech. And that's the same thing. They asked the Shalosh Ani Isha. They all said, the Shalosh Ani Isha is because you are happy that you have mitzvos of Gzeres HaMelech. But that's not a put down to Nashas. It's nonsensical. It means that the person has to express the idea that he's happy that he's to be Mekayim, the Gzeres HaMelech, in mitzvahs, that Nashim HaPaturos, you see. But Nashim, I mean, Nashim, that's the Gzeres HaMelech. That is the Gzeres HaMelech. Yes?
The Kohanim to Yisrael and Yisrael to Nashim are not exactly analogous because we can't do anything so that we can do, whereas Nashim could do, or could perform this.
So it's even worse.
Right.
It's worse. I'm just saying that all these questions are based on the fact that there's a misunderstanding, complete misunderstanding of what mitzvahs are. Complete misunderstanding of what mitzvahs are. Okay. All right. I just wanted to clarify that one. Okay. Any questions? No, take questions. What was your question?
I think it sounded when you mentioned the Ramban, it's like the benefit of mitzvah is the fact that mitzvah is not given to everybody, but it's given to some people to implement in Klal Yisrael. And the benefit is that you are the person who's being mitzvah in that thing.
No.
He's saying in mitzvah because you're
higher
than the
mitzvah. The mitzvah yosid is an additional dimension. That dimension is that now you're in a situation where you're mekayim gzeres hamelach. So that's all he's saying. So it brings the person into that frame of reference. The mitzvah brings him into that frame of reference, whereas an aim of yours doesn't intrinsically bring him into that frame of reference. Yeah, he can mekabel Gzeres HaMelech anytime, but that's not in the mitzvah itself. Right. Yeah, well, you had a question.
Right.
Second Yantif, yeah. Now that's something else. That's something else. That's because if there were no, the Chacham had to make a lot of takanas because of Amei Aretz. It doesn't mean the Amei Aretz are the ideal, that that's what we're supposed to look up to and we're supposed to live like them. That's
no, I'm just saying that understand that concept exists.
Of course the concept exists. We're not saying, of course, we're saying the concept exists. The Torah says the concept exists. Because the Torah says that all these instinctual expressions and all these instinctual desires and modes, that's expressed ultimately in Avodah Zarah. And the whole Torah is for a person, and everybody has these emotions. And the whole purpose of the Torah is to work over those emotions and to raise yourself to a higher level. That is the purpose. Okay, yeah, you know, the Torah itself, why is it that's why Chazal say that kol Torah kula, a person that denies of Avodah Zarah is Makayim kol Torah kula. That's the whole purpose of the whole Torah. You can sum it up in one word. What does it mean? It means that all the instinctual expression of Avodah Zarah, every person has those inclinations, and the purpose of the Torah is for a person to overcome and to raise himself to a higher level and not follow those inclinations. That's called Torah Kula. That's correct. That's called Torah Kula. Yeah, because if it comes out, if you have a misconception, now you have to overcome. Right, you're right. Now you have to keep the Jesu Melech by not doing it. Yeah.
So Rav Aramatzal said that we should not have Zomar by ourselves.
That's what he said. Yeah, Rav Meishel said you. That's what he said. Yeah.
I guess the test is to ask the women if they're following the three laws that they're exempt from.
Well, the problem is because they see people are shallow and they don't. The biggest problem that Yadus has. I'll tell you what the biggest problem Yadus has. Yes, what's the biggest problem that Yadus has? There's one problem that Yadus has. And that is, what? That's practical. The biggest problem that Yadus has philosophically is that no one can believe the depth of ideas of Yadus, that it exists. That's the biggest problem. That's the problem on all, you could say that across the board on all levels. Whether you're talking about a scientist or whether you're talking about a plain person. The most common individual. You see, it's one thing. It's the fact that no one can believe that a system of ideas like our Torah, with the depth on every level that it is so deep and that it exists and that it's ancient, this is something which is unbelievable. This unbelievable. So people don't believe that, and therefore, even though if they are adherents of the system of Yahadus, they still will project a superficiality onto it. They can't really believe that it could be so deep. So once they project a shallowness onto it, then they get into a framework where they have problems. Why this, not that, why, you see? But they don't really believe that there's something very deep here and it cannot be understood on the surface with a shallow mentality and without great, great intellectual exertion and without having great leaders and a whole system that goes back to Sinai. That's something that the world, no one can believe that. And even if you'll take the firmest person, I tell you they do not believe that. Because they do not believe. Because the firmest person believes, on the contrary, that everything is going to fall into his shallow way of thinking. Naturally. So that is the biggest problem of Yadus on all levels. And the great scientist, the one that is a great chacham in science and rejects Torah, it's for the exact same reason. He cannot believe it. He cannot believe it. And I can tell you that I know that on a personal level, that a great scientist cannot believe that. That this is a system which is real, true, deep, and ancient. And it goes back. They can't accept that idea. Just can't accept it.
It's even worse, because the leaders you do have are the ones that propagate the wrong idea.
Well, that's true, but that's.
Well, that's
stopping you listen to it, you know.
Yeah, unfortunately. Well, now the leaders, today the leaders are, today you have a lot of leaders. And the leaders outnumber the ones that are in the position of leadership. That's the leaders follow the followers. That's the way it works. Because of simply a matter of survival. So when you don't have, that's why, when the Brisk Rav was Nifta, so they were spayed them about the Shomri Hador. So there were three Shomri Hador. So and the Brisk Rav was considered one of the Shomri Hador. But what is the idea of a Shomri Hador is an important idea. Shomri Hador means that there's an authoritative figure that really prevents people from straying and holds the pattern. And today we don't have that. Today we don't. That's a big problem. So what happens? So then you have leaders that just want to stay in position. So they can't stay in position if they don't cater to the followers, because there's no strong leadership to protect them. So they just keep on caving in. Just keep on caving in. Otherwise, they're gonna lose their position. So what happens is that the Hamonam today is the leaders. That's the situation today. Well, whatever it is, you know, it depends. I'm not going to say, I think Chazonish was mentioned as one of them. And, I don't remember the Rebbe Solomon Meltzer could be, was one. I don't know. Whatever it was. We had Gedolei Yisrael, and, they were Shomri Hador. And today we don't have that anymore. Today you do not have that. That is a qualitative difference between this door and the door of 50 years ago. There's no question about it. It's a qualitative change. And you can't just say that, you know, whoever is, you know, now we have, you know, Talmidim of these leaders, or you have, you know, you always, there's always someone that's the best, or you might consider somehow the best, but that is not the same as the leaders that we had. The leaders that we had were qualitatively differentiated. Different. And they stood out, completely stood out. And you can't just say that, you know what I mean? You can't just say if you're stranded and you have a plane, you're stranded in the desert, your plane goes down, you're stranded in the desert. You can't just say the person that has the most knowledge of mechanics should fly the plane. I mean, it's just not going to work. There's a certain quality that you need. And today you don't have it. Today you don't have it. That's a big problem. There's no Shomri Hador today. It's a qualitative difference, qualitative change. And what the remedy, I don't know what the remedy is. What?
It's impossible to get back, or you have to wait till like Mamre Shif to like to get from back.
I don't know. I wouldn't say it's impossible. I mean, it's always possible, but, I mean, the point is that right now, I mean, what's possible, what may happen, we don't know, but, I'm just saying, the only thing we get is the situation now. The situation now is very bad. Okay. Anyways, where are we up to here? Yeah. Oh, yeah. So I wanted to mention Taisus of Arve Nochel Shtayim. So Taisus says, we'll chance going into it. Maybe we can come up with a good definition of Taisus. See, Afilu Nosin Kamar Dasim V'Chamar Ravos Belulav Ein Zeb Al Taisus. See, Taisus Lamed Dalar on base. We're finishing on the second. Afilu nosin kama adasin v'chama rovas belulav ein zeb al tosef. Afilu leman de omar tzorach agat. El im kein mosef min achar. Can appreciate besofer u besn. Okay. So what it says is a very short tesis, but he's making reference to a very big point. Okay. So what it says is that if you put in kama rovas kama adasin, no problem. It's no problem. Why? Because that's not called Bal Taisif. Even according to the Mandomar, that holds Tzorach Agad. It means even if you'd be Ogdon Yachad, it still wouldn't be a problem, Taisols. Okay? Even if you'd be Ogdon, even in the Aguda, okay, it still wouldn't be a problem. Elim came Osef Menacha, Kedaprishis. So what is it? That's a well-known Taisif from Rosh Hashanah. Okay, that's Taisvah Shita, because Taisvah says Taisus tackles the problem of Baltaisif. He says it's on Daf Chof Ches on the Beis. So basically what Taisus' question is like this. Let's say, for instance, Tkiyah Shofar. So let's say the Torah says Tkiyah Shvarim Shu Tkiyah three times. So if I do it three times, so I do those Tkiyahs three times, I'm Yetzer the Mitzvah. So I shouldn't be able to do it again. Because that should be Baltaisif. Or let's say Birchas Kahanim. So let's say the Kahanim, when they all the Duchim, they say Yivarechla twice. Okay, say the same pasuk twice. Will they be over Baltaisif? So Taisif says they won't. They'll only be over if they're Mosif of Bracha Midaitam, like the Gemara says. That's what I mean. Nayin lekohen she'ola leduchen shelo yomar, ho v'nosna li Torah reshus levorich es Yisrael, osif bracha achas mishali, kigon ad Hashem alakev asechem yitzvah lechem, Talmud loma lo sosif olador. Okay. So Taisva says, that's Baltosif. If the Kohen will add midaito, another bracha, then it'll be all Baltosif. But if he repeats Birchas Kahanim, or if he repeats a bracha in Birchas Kahanim, he will not be over. Okay, that's Taisus. That's what he says. Because Taisus was bothered with Akashi. The big Akashi, he says, how is it possible that you have Tkiyas the Meyushev and Tkiyas the Ma'umad and the Gemara says Shnayim, Midivre Tarachas, Midivre Sofrim? All these Gemaras. Why isn't that Baltaisif? So Taisus says, you must conclude that the Loshayach Baltaisif, Basiyas HaMitzvah Shtei Pan. It's not Baltaisif. Only if he's Mosif Brachachas. Kegon, Yosef Hashem Aleichem Kocham. Okay, Yotzebain. And the same thing he says by Netilas Luv, come upon Beyom. You're not over Baltaisif. Even though there's no mitzvah after the first time. You're not Yotzeb mitzvah. But nevertheless, there's no Baltaisif. Ochel bePesach kama zeisim shel matzah. Eat many kezeisim. You're not over. Ain't ze Baltaisif. Yes.
Would Tosfos say, for example, if you put two mezuzahs on your door, that it will open?
Hold on a second.
By the way, when he says ain bal tosef, but would he also agree that it's not mitzvah in the mokvah?
Yeah, that's the Rambam. Tosfos is not talking about that. That's the Rambam's realm. The Rambam says those who want to go with us can go with us. The Taisus doesn't know about that. I don't know what it was. Taisus doesn't mention. Taisus just talking about the.
I mean, there's literally no adverse. The corner Taisus, there's nothing bad about it.
About what?
It's not just not about Taisus, but there's nothing even wrong.
Nothing wrong with it. Nothing wrong with it. What? What is Shmini? Yeah, Shmini Basuk will be built us. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I'm not getting this one. Let's just get the taste made. So what is Taisa saying, basically? Then Taisa says like this. Is Taisa saying that what? It would seem on the first level that what Taisa is saying is there's no Bal Taisif in Kiyumei HaMitzvah. In other words, in order to Mekayim the Mitzvah, so I have to blow shofar X amount of kailas. So if I did it once and I want to do the mitzvah, I do it again. That's not Baltaisif. Baltaisif is not in kiyume mitzvah. In kiyume mitzvah, that's not what the term meant. Lo sasifu. You shouldn't do the mitzvah many times. Don't have to do it, but you're not over Baltaisif if you do the mitzvah more than once. Because in kiyume mitzvah, there is no Baltaisif. Okay, but here's what Taisus gets, and that we can understand. That we can understand. But here's what Taisus gets a little difficult. He says like this, and basically the chain behodas v'ravashe belulav, afilu no same kama adasim v'kama ravas belulav ains of altaisus. Okay, so and many lulavim also, and many lulavim. So according to Taisus, even Taisus is saying if you took two lulavim, you're also not out of altaisus. Now ravas according to Taisus is not going into hidur mitzvah at all by adasim. Apparently he didn't have that gersa. The Rambam quotes. He holds Adasim and Aravos are identical, and you could add, because you could add many Adasim and many Aravos and many Lulavim, and there's no difference. There's no problem. And many Esregim. That's what Taisus is saying. I mean, that's basically what our Taisus is saying. He has nothing to do with Noi Mitzvah or anything. It has to do with what he says over here. That in Baltaisus, there's no problem. So now we get into a little bit different kind of a definition that we need here. You see? Okay? Because what Taisus is saying is that the Torah said take four minim, so if you take four minim many times, or if I take an extra min, that's the same thing in Taisus' eyes. Doesn't make any difference if I take the all four minim once, I do it in Tislav, and then I do it again later, or if I take lulav, esrog, hadas, arava, lulav. Same thing. Same thing. Okay?
It's, you say there's no deal that he only mentions hadasim and aravas?
No, there's no deal there. You see, no. He just means, because for practical purposes, people add hadasim. No, it works out too low.
He says, miminacha.
Minacha. Minacha is no good. Means he doesn't mean minacha lulav. Minacha he means like the Gemara says. Like the Gemara says. The Gemara says that Yochel, that itself is a strange Gemara, which I wanted to mention yesterday. I forgot about that Gemara. But the Gemara says that if a person doesn't have the Dalad Minim, it's a funny Gemara. Gemara says, if a person doesn't have lo matza esrog, if a person couldn't find an esrog, lo yovi, lo rimon, lo porish, lo davaracher. Sounds crazy. I mean, if you can't have an esrog, so you shouldn't bring an orange. I mean, you shouldn't bring a pomegranate. Right? What kind of nonsense? Of course not. So the Gemara asks. So the Gemara says, pshita? Of course. What do you have to tell me that for? Gemara says, "Mahu the same olaisi ki heched lo tishtak achtaras esrog to mashmalan." So Gemara says, maybe in a place where they don't have dal minim, so you should bring these, so you shouldn't forget the whole taras esrog. So kamashmalan, no, you shouldn't do it. Why? The Gemara says, but the Gemara says a funny reason. Why? Because the Gemara says, "Zimnin de nafak korva mine da asil mesrach." Because what's going to happen is that then people will think that that is the mitzvah. And this Gemara I don't understand. I mean, I understand this Gemara. Why? But we'll get back to this. But my problem with the Gemara is, what does the Gemara mean that I would think that if you don't have an esrog, you should bring this min? But this min is not the dalad minim, so what good is it? The Torah's mitzvah is dalad minim, right? So the Torah told you to bring an esrog. You can't tell me I'll bring a rimon in order to keep the shalot teshtakach teres esrog. That has nothing to do with teres esrog. It's a rimon. That's not the, what does that have to do with it? It doesn't make any sense. The Gemara doesn't make any sense. That's not the mitzvah. You know what I mean? If the Gemara would say, okay, you bring an esrog that's puzzle. Okay. That I can understand. You say shalot teshtakach teres esrog because it has a shem esrog. It's the right identity. But you tell me a rimon, that has nothing to do with the mitzvah. It is mishtakach teres esrog. What is it? I can't understand the Gemara's havamir. I still don't understand the Gemara's havamir. Okay, well, let's leave that problem. That's a separate problem.
What? It seems to imply that if people make that mistake,
you would do it. It would be okay to do it. That's right. That's right. It's doubly difficult because the Gemara seems to say that if it were for the fact that asur l'misrach, we would do it. Well, what are we doing? We're not doing it. That has nothing to do with the mitzvah. That's like saying a person doesn't have a pair of tefillin, so he put a funny hat on his head. I mean, what does it have nothing to do with it? That says it's just mitzvah. I mean, it's just ridiculous. That's not the mitzvah. You can't do something that's not the mitzvah. That is mishtakach taras mitzvah. Funny, how does Gemara understand? Gemara is very difficult. It looks easy, but I think it's very difficult. Okay, we'll get back to that. I want to remember that question. That's an important question. That question and the other two questions that we had yesterday. But meantime, we're just taking a little diversion over here. Okay. What? Which Tosfos?
On Rosh Hashanah?
Yeah. Okay, yeah, 1 second. Okay, I know. But let's see. Let's first try it again. Okay. Yeah. So the thing is, but now, so that's a Taisus. So Taisus seems to say it doesn't make any difference. Okay, so we can even go along with Taisus on that. Doesn't make any difference if you take the Dalad Minim twice or three times, or if you take one of them more than once. Okay? But then Taisus asks a strange question. He says, okay, yeah. He says, but now we're going to be stuck with one big problem, he says. Taisus says, umiyu tema. He says, with this definition, we have an astounding question that he can't answer. He says, the lefirish there, according to this pirish, umhoya nosin kama chutin betzitzis. If he is many chutin in a tzitzis, v'kama parshias betfilin bebayis echod, lo hoya over mishum bal taisif. I can't answer the question. Okay? So he says that this approach, the Taisif really doesn't understand the whole Baal Taisif. It's amazing. Taisif was, well, it didn't bother Taisif to admit that he doesn't understand the whole thing. Okay. He says, that doesn't make any sense. The whole thing doesn't make any sense. Why? Because if you're going to say Baal Taisif, apparently said, if you're going to say Baal Taisif is Baal Taisif in Kiyama Mitzvah, he says, now I understand it. But now you can tell me you can do it many times a day. And now you tell me that what? That you could add, that you could take Dalad Minim more than once, or you could take more than Dalad, you take of the Dalad Minim, each one more than once. So Taisva says, if that's the case, he says, I don't understand Tfilin. How come you, everybody holds you over about Taisva if you have five parshas in a Tfilin? Yeah, but what's Taisva's question? We'll see this Taisva's question is very easily answerable. Because there's a big difference between taking a shofar many times in a day and between putting five parshas in Tfilin. Because in Tfilin, the four parshas make up an entity. So the Torah says, and the same thing with chutei tzitzis, that you need the four chutim to make up the tzitzis. So that makes up the entity. If you add another one, you're changing the entity. That's a change. That's definitely Baal Taisif. You see, that would be like Yosef Hashem Alechem Mekachem Alef Pamim. The Kayan adds his own bracha. Or in the Tfilin. Tfilin has to be four parshas. So if you put in five, that's not tefillin anymore. That's a shinui. It's hard to understand why is Taisvus. Yeah, it's like any other man. That's right. It's like any other man. You see, I can understand by the Dalad Minim, if you take them more than once in a day, or even if you take one more than once, that's not a problem. Because like the Gemara says, Hai lechudei koi, vai lechudei koi. So there's no way, I took the loaf twice. I picked it up twice. No problem. You see? But Taisvis is perplexed, and it's such a difficult question for Taisvis, he has no answer. That if that's the case, he says, then I don't understand Tfilin, and I don't understand Tzitzis. He says, and you can't have any both Taisvis. What? Pai Sechot. He said, what? The four parshas. Yeah, what about the four parshas? No, the of the four. But the Torah said four parshas.
Right.
The Torah said four parshas. Now you have five. That's not Tfilin. Tfilin was four.
One of them's a double.
It's one extra. But the Torah said that the way to construct Tfilin has a specific structure. The structure of Tfilin is four parshas. One Shema. One Vayam Shemoah. He puts in two Shemas. That's a different Tfilin. You're creating an entity. The entity is created in a certain manner. It's not arbitrary here. I mean, what is the, what kind of a question is this? I don't understand the thesis. Thesis remains a question. He says, very nice. You get out of the other question, but then you fall into a bigger question. What are you going to do with Tfilin? What are you going to do with the thesis? Hard thesis. Thesis is baffling. Because it seems that anyone with a little bit of a conceptual ability could easily answer this question. I just thought I'd bring it to your attention.
I think his question's on his last point. You know, I feel a little among them.
Right? Yeah. Okay. No, that's not doing that. He just means that. That's just
that case is much more similar.
Which one?
Because once you hold, you need an oven by a lulav. So now you're saying that the dollar, you know, those make up one entity.
Yes, you're right about that. You're right. I mean, what your point is, yeah, it makes it more difficult. It makes it a little harder. Yeah, but he doesn't seem to be saying that's true. But I mean, why do you have to say that? I mean, because the Gemara says, "Feel man and suffer." You're right. It's a good point. You're hitting a good point there. That's the area, but it doesn't answer the question. Doesn't answer the question because why? I mean,
that's even worked that out.
Yeah. I don't understand this. That tastes very difficult.
Ready?
Yeah.
Isn't it strange though, somebody has to ask that last case is a dollar for people in the book?
What's wrong with that? Yeah, it's a funny, yeah, I understand, yeah.
Right,
yeah. Sdal Machitza better. That is true. The Tais says, Dal Mechitzis, he says, she asked a question from Dal Mechitzis on Sukkah. Aye, the Torah says three Mechitzis are enough. So why do you need a fourth one? He says, that's no problem because that's Tais Rekan Tadur. It's part of the mitzvah. It's better to have four Mechitzis. Four Mechitzis is better Sukkah. Okay. Yeah, okay, but I'm just telling you what the main problem in Tais is. There's a lot of little points here. It's true. That's the main problem in Tais. Main problem in Tais. Why do Tais have to go? Difficult, very difficult Tais. Anybody have any ideas here? And that's the whole Tais. The Tais is just briefly giving you a reference there. That's why Tais says our Rav is not Dasman, no problem, because what he says over here. But he really doesn't understand in the final analysis. He doesn't understand why Chamesh. Chamesh Parsha Shabbat Tefillin will be Baal Taisif. That's a bad area. It comes out he doesn't. What's Baal Taisif? He doesn't know. Amazing Taisif.
It seems his essential point here, the way he's learning Baal Taisif and the answer, is that you can't add your own thing, which is not from the Torah, like this extra bracha, like the bracha is from the Torah.
What's that?
It says, you can't add Migdaitam, like that extra bracha by the Kohanim.
Yeah, that I understand why it's Baal Taisif. That Baal Taisif makes sense, because that's a qualitative change. The Torah said, give these brachas, and you're adding your own bracha. In other words, apparently, according to Taisvus, that where do you have the din of Baal Taisif, where you have a mitzvah, which has a general framework, a basic generic framework, and then in that generic framework you have species. Okay? So if you keep the generic framework and you change the species, then you'll be over Baal Taisif. In other words, the Torah says be mavarech. That's a generic statement. Which brachos it gives you the species? You have Baracha and Yoer and Yisa. So those three are the species. Now you're engaging in the generic by being mavarech, and you're adding a different species. That, he says, is considered Baal Taisif. But he says where you're in the generic and you keep the species, but you multiply the species, that is not, or you multiply the whole generic, that Taisvus equates those two. That's what's strange in the Taisvus. He equates those two things. He equates the generic with the species. I would immediately say that that's two different things. The generic is one thing. You repeat it several times. So then we, like we said before, the definition would be Baal Taisif is no Baal Taisif in Kiyama Mitzvah. Baal Taisif is in the Asiyas HaMitzvah, but not in the Kiyum HaMitzvah. So the same, as long as it's the same Asiyah, but it's many Kiyumim, that's not Baal Taisif. Torah did not mean that by Baal Taisif. But Taisif equates that with the particulars. But he's right, because the Gemara does seem to point to that. The Gemara, in Yevarechov, say Yevarechov twice, no problem. There's no problem. No problem, because Gemara says only usher if you add your own bracha, if you change the species. So Taisvus is going somewhere, but it's very hard to understand how we can equate those two. Even though Aaron is right, by the aguda, you're gonna have to use a little stretch to differentiate, but there still is a big differentiation between aguda and between tefillin. Yeah, but that's where Taisvus should have really posed this question. He should have said that by tefillin is definitely Baal Taisif. There's no question about it. Because it's changing the chefetz shel tefillin. You're producing it. So the chefetz shel tefillin is produced with four parshas, and you're making five. You're changing the chefetz. But then he should have said, the question is, if he didn't either differentiate between that and between aguda, I'll say, I don't understand the difference. In other words, the way Taisvus is posing the question is very, even if you'll say, so what's the difference between tefillin and between aguda? Yeah, but Taisvus should have lodged the question against that point. That's where he should have said, I don't understand.
Two extremes.
This is correct. Right. This is the gray, and I don't understand. What's the difference?
I
don't understand that. Exactly.
And that doesn't.
That doesn't. Wrong. That's what's bad about the Taisvus. You understand? Okay. Yeah, it's how a Chacham asks a question is very important. Where is the question? You know what I mean? He lodged a question in the wrong place. Even if you'll say he couldn't differentiate between the Dalad Minim by the Aguda, which I think is not that hard to differentiate between the Aguda between Tfilin. I mean, in the Aguda, in Tfilin, you're creating a Chefzer Shel Kedusha, an entity of Tfilin. And in Tzitzis also, you're creating a Chefzer Shel Tzitzis. But in the Aguda, it's true, it's a Chefzer Shel Aguda, but it's not quite the same. It's not quite the same. It's not hard to differentiate. I have to think about it. But I'm just telling you, that's not such a difficult question. To differentiate between those two. Because it's still Dalad Minim, but it's a form of the Dalad Minim, and you have the same min. But it's a, yeah, but it's, you're not, it's not like creating a Chefzer Shel Tfilin. That's a totally different, type of thing.
In one
pocket, not capital. Yeah. It's as if Taisvis held all of a sudden that Baltasif quantity is no problem with Baltasif across the board. That's what it sounds like. But where do you get that idea from? Quantity? No problem. If quantity is no problem, then five parshas. I mean, suddenly the word Baltasif is limited to quality. And if it's quantity, there's no Baltasif. But where did Taisvis get such an idea like that? That's like a strange idea.
Even the Gemara is not rational because it's his own spark.
What?
Gemara never says a Gula wouldn't be Baltasif. Maybe right. It would be.
Yeah.
His own spark.
No, the Gemara does say that. The Gemara says that what? No, actually, Gemara says right. The Gemara says that you shouldn't do it. The Gemara says the opposite way. That you shouldn't take it. Although that's Parsha Rimon. But you're right. The Gemara said Parsha Rimon. Even if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, Hailachudiko, you still shouldn't do it. Still Baltasif. That's what the Gemara says. You're right. But in the same min, the Gemara doesn't say. The same way. Well, you're right. I don't know if there's nothing more like it, but whatever. Okay. Yeah.
But you know, Ari was two. Only two, and anything on three. So
if it's two and only two? Yeah, but Taisa doesn't say that. He's not concerned with that. He's not concerned with Parshas and Tfilin. You're right. I think. Maybe there's one possible way to explain it, Tyson. All right, think of a possibility. Thanks a lot. Thanks. The only way I can understand a taste of this is maybe using a little bit of what we were saying in the Rambam yesterday, but nothing to do with the Rambam in specific what he said. You see the problem? You see the problem?
Yeah, but I think what you said is right, that he's just making quantitative qualities.
Yeah, but you can't just do that. Right. Why? I mean, you can't just say, well, if you do that, it works out very well. But if you do that, you can do a lot of things. I mean, just take the Aristotelian categories, quantity here, quality here, make a whole new Torah. I mean, it doesn't work that way. See, I think it could be like this.
Well, you would say Tosif does sound quantitative, doesn't it?
What's that?
It sounds like Baltosif.
I understand that you can go on all kinds of...
No,
you can work out all kinds of linguistics.
No,
it's good. That's right. Now, that's true. I mean, you can do that. You can go into philology over here.
Then
it cuts against it. Okay, I don't give a... Once you let loose in that area, you can do a lot of things. But the thing is like this, that the, I'm thinking like this, that maybe, you see, the Rambam perceived in Baltasif a different kind of a different kind of mitzvah. That's what the Rambam did yesterday. According to the Rambam, there's a Baltasif that is analogous to Zakeli Vanveyu, but in the negative. It's the negative of Zakeli Vanveyu, and it's something which, which goes through all the mitzvahs. Okay, it goes through all the mitzvahs. Because Baal Taisif is a different kind, it's a different kind of a mitzvah. It's a different kind of a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah that really is linked to the Yesod and the Dos of Chiddush Davar, which is a Yesod and the Dos, not just like a regular mitzvah. You can't just treat it, you have to look at the quality of a mitzvah, what the nature of the mitzvah is. So Baal Taisif is a different kind of a mitzvah. It's Chiddush Davar, it's a Yesod and the Dos. So, apparently what Taisif is held is, that when it comes to this area, Baal Taisif cannot exist extraneously on its own, outside of the mitzvah. You see, it can't exist in its own realm. It has to draw from the mitzvahs themselves. In other words, the Torah didn't allow a person to simply decide what is Baal Taisif, what is not Baal Taisif. Even in its very organization in the halachic formulation, it didn't allow for such a kind of a structure. So the Isser of Baal Taisif is connected with the implications of the mitzvos themselves. You can't change anything. You have no right to make any kind of a decision or any kind of change. You have to follow the exact formula. Of the Torah. So Baal Taisif is not really something milachut, so to speak, like a separate losasa from the outside of the system. You see, it's very linked to the mitzvah itself. You can't make any decisions on your own in Baal Taisif. In other words, like this, that it's that when you look at the mitzvahs of the Torah, so Baal Taisif is a principle, and the principle of Baal Taisif is that if the Torah says to do the mitzvah once, you can't do it twice. That's Chiddush Davar. And there's no difference in Chiddush Davar between doing a mitzvah twice or between adding a bracha or any kind of addition. You see? Any change is totally detrimental. Okay? That's why, you see, Taisif was puzzled with that, which would seem a davar pashut. So he did the mitzvah twice, not Baal Taisif. Right? But Taisif apparently assumes that Baal Taisif is a different kind of a mitzvah. It's a yesod. And it's Chiddush Davar. And it's just as bad in Chiddush Davar to blow shofar after Yotze as it is any kind of Chiddush Davar. You see. Any kind of Chiddush Davar is absolutely possible. Absolutely awesome. Okay?
That's not a halachic Baal Taisif. It's not like,
what?
It's not like in Derech HaTzias HaMitzvah. That's the actual Isser of Baal Taisif.
That's the Isser of Baal Taisif. Baal Taisif means it can't be any change. Any change, anytime you make any change, awesome. So Birchas Kahanim, you mivarch once, mivarch twice. That's Baal Taisif. You're not allowed to do that. That's Chiddush Davar. So to Taisif, since the Isser is Chiddush Davar, that's the nature of the Isser. So how do I get out of Chiddush Davar? How do I not have Chiddush Davar? So the only way I could get out of Chiddush Davar is when the Torah itself tells me it's okay. See, when the Torah itself tells me it's okay, then there's no Chiddush Davar. But I must look to the authority of the Torah itself in order to have a matir, because otherwise I'm going to be engaged in Chiddush Davar. So it means to say that the semantics of the Torah has to be matir. Otherwise, you're in jeopardy of violating Chiddush Davar. You see. So now the question is like this. So when the Torah says to take the Dalaminim once, so what right do I have to do it again? You see? So you must say that the way the Torah was written is, when it says once, it doesn't mean only once. It doesn't mean only once. See, if the Torah meant once and only once, so then it would be Chiddush Davar. But when the Torah says an item, it doesn't mean, there's no restrictive element to it. You see? the nature of the tzivui is such, it must be from the tzivui itself, from the semantics itself, you must be able to derive what the Torah wants, what the Torah is demanding. And it's not an extraneous system of Baal Taisav, but it's from the system of the Torah itself, you see? So therefore, what Taisav is saying is like this, that apparently you must say that whenever the Torah says something once, it doesn't mean only once, okay? And the same thing is true with the Dalminim, that if the Torah says take these four, anything it mentions, is there is no restrictive element with regard to it, you see? And since there's no restrictive connotation in the semantics, in the halachic semantics of the Torah, so that's why you can do it more than once. The matir has to come from the kra, because this is a different kind of an isser. This isser of Baal Tosef is a different kind of an isser. It's an isser of Chiddush Dovar, which is Kineged Kol HaTorah Kula. So the matir must come from the limud hakra. The derech halimud in the kra has to be a matir. So that's what Taisvis holds. So therefore, what Taisvis says is like this. And now, what about, so now according to Taisvis, there's no difference between taking the dalet minim twice or between taking tulalavim. Because why can I take the dalet minim twice? Because the pasuk doesn't mean once and only once. It means once, but there's no kepeda on more. And if that is the way the Torah is written, so the same thing will be true. When the Torah says take each one of these minim, it doesn't mean there's no limitation on the min. There's never a limiting element. That is the derech hamikra. And that's why I can do it. Not because of a svar in Baal Tosef. See, our problem is that we were looking for a svar in Baal Tosef. The svar in Baal Tosef, you can do the mechalek very easily. This is the ma'isa mitzvah twice, kiyama mitzvah, and this is the structure of the mitzvah. It's a very simple thing. You see, Taisus over here, Taisus wasn't happy with that approach. Why? Because when it comes to Baal Tosef, that kind of an approach simply doesn't work. Because Chiddush Dovah is totally and only one thing. It's totally in the limudim of the ksuvim. And it's not totally in what you can't say in Svara, doing a mitzvah twice, that's okay. Okay? You can't say that. But adding two lulavim, that's no good. You see? You can't say that. Because that would be a kind of differentiation misvara in Chiddush Dovah. And that can't be in the Torah. So the only way you could do it is if you have the Torah itself endorses no limitation. That is a basic premise in the mikra and in the ksuvim with regard to mitzvahs. Okay? So that's what Taisvus is saying. So Taisvus is saying, if you're going to say that the matir comes from the individual limud, that's where you need the matir. So then Taisvus says like this. So now let's say you take the dalad minim. So I'll say that the Torah says one lulav, one esrig, one hadas, and one arava. How come if you take an extra one, it's okay? The answer is when the Torah said take one lulav, there's no exclusivity. It didn't mean only one. That Torah never means that. That is not the mikra. The mikra does not mean only one. So kapos tamarim doesn't mean only one. It means one. More than one, there's no limitation. If it's a mitzvah, there's no limitation. So Taisvah says, if that's the case, Taisvah says, then chomesh parshios shebetfilin will come out that you can have tefillin that have chomesh parshios. Because the Torah simply said, when the Torah said take each one of these parshios, so there was no, you're going to have to define the mikra symmetrically, in a symmetrical manner. So you have to say there's no limitation. So that means your tefillin in five parshios also kasher tefillin. How could you differentiate, if you're going to differentiate between one and the other, then you're going to have serious problems, you see, because then you're going to get thrown into a conceptual loso sifo, which means that you're going to differentiate this kind of osof as okay, that kind is no good. You see, that Taisvis didn't hold from that. Because Taisvis held, like we're saying, that loso sifo is a yesod, is a chiddush davar, is a yesod in the dust, and it's not a system extraneous where you say this kind of hosafa is mutter and that kind, here's where you're over baltasif. If you do this, if you change the mitzvah, you're over baltasif. But only if you change it qualitatively, but if you change it quantitatively, you're not over baltasif. They sell such as far as impossible. What do you mean? Any change, you can't differentiate in changes. You're telling me this is a change and that's a change and this one's mutter, that one's usher. That's like saying the Torah saying that a little bit of change is okay. A little chiddush davar is okay. That's this, but this amount is wrong. No amount is tolerable. See, in chiddush davar, they can't. So therefore, what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to say that the only thing that's the matir is the system of limudim intrinsic in each mitzvah. So now, when it comes to dalad min and kapos tamarim vanafets avos va'arve nochal. So when it comes to those, you're going to have to say that intrinsic in the system is not one priyetz hada. It doesn't matter. As long as it's a mitzvah, there's no chiddush. So if that's the case, if that's the way the limudim work, so Taisa says when you have four parshas in the tefillin, so you have to use the same method of limud. So you have to say, it says Shema, but it doesn't mean only once. So five parshas is also kashrut tefillin. You see? That's the way Taisus is learning. In other words, that's the only way I can understand Taisus. That Taisus is learning that Bal Tosef is a completely different kind of a mitzvah. That's why I say the Rambam definitely held that way. You see from this true, but he went in a different direction. You see, Taisus was expressing he also was operating that this is a different kind of a mitzvah because it's a yesod, but his concept was that in Bal Tosef, you can't tell me that if I make this much of a change, that's Bal Tosef. Qualitative change. Quantitative change, that's not Bal Tosef. Yeah, it's a nice conceptual difference, but that would be good if it was an ordinary mitzvah. It worked like ordinary mitzvahs. But since Chiddush Dover is not an ordinary mitzvah, it is impossible to differentiate between one kind of Chiddush Dover and another kind of Chiddush Dover. That's a tatanus, that's crazy, doesn't make any sense. Any Chiddush Dover is intolerable. So the only way you can escape Chiddush Dover is if the Torah is matir. How is the Torah matir? Because we have to interpret the mikra to mean one, and more than one is also fine. There's no limitation. It would be a pirush in the mikra, and the mikra is the only thing that can be matir. This terrible isser, the chiddush davar, which isn't tolerable on any level. It's a different kind of a concept over here. So if that's the case, Taisva says you're going to get stuck when it comes to tefillin, and when it comes to tzitzis. Because in that area, you're going to have to say the Torah did not mean one and more than one is also fine, because then you're going to come out with a strange pair of tefillin. You see, so you have to say the Torah means one and only one. Now you're going to be stuck, because now how are you going to interpret priyetz hada and kapos tamarim? You're going to have to interpret that it means one and only one. So then you're going to tell me, then you're going to start making differentiations between kiyum mitzvah and between the chefetz shel mitzvah, and this kind of, this is bal tosef and that is not bal tosef. This is chiddush davar, that's not chiddush. You can't make chilukim in those kind, in that area. In the area of bal tosef, you cannot make chilukim between this kind of chiddush davar is mutter, this kind of bal tosef is mutter, this kind is awesome. That you can't do. It's not tolerable. It's a different kind of a mitzvah. So the only way you can get out of it is if the Torah itself gives you the license to do it. So if the Torah gives you the license, so you're going to have to say that it's implicit in the mikra, that this is what the mikra means. If you're going to use that approach, you're going to come out that your tefillin are going to be a kind of a tefillin that we know is no good. Yeah, we know it's puzzle. Stasis, that's the thesis he doesn't understand.
Okay.
What?
Which case is good? It's so good. Everything
is good.
Why is the only bothered by the case of Tisha? Would it be bothered by the Mara basic case about Tosin, but she needs a sukkah? I don't see where Tosin's. Would have a case that's okay.
If you say what?
Shmini
Basukah. Yeah, Shmini Basukah.
It says Shivas Yamin.
Because it says Shivas Yamin. So, no, well, I don't know. I mean,
I don't understand what case is so stabbed that he's fine with.
No,
no, no,
but also
that's
what?
What case does he have?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What's that?
That's a
different day. No, yeah, that's, you know, yeah, that's a different day. No, no, there's many cases that are fine. For instance, by Brechus, if you have a genus, and then you have inside the species, so if you add a different species, like the Torah says these days, and you add an extra day. So you're adding, well, let's say, for instance, Birchas Kahanim. That's not the simplest one. That you have a generic framework of bracha. And now the Torah says give A, B, C. And you give D. Not the same ones that, that were mentioned before. Another bracha. Yosef Hashem Aleichem. That's a clear case. Yeah, A doesn't mean A once. It could be A many times. But whenever the, you know, whenever the Torah says an element, when the Torah gives you an element, it does not mean that you can't repeat that element. That's the way the Torah is written. It's mati you to repeat the element because it's a mitzvah. I would say even this, that because it's a chetz shel mitzvah, it's a mati to repeat it.
So if you have to you see? A baltosif, those five parashios in tefillin have to be made up of the same thing that would have been the four parashios, right?
So you have an extra shema.
Say it again.
In other words, in order to not be over baltosif by your tefillin, when the tosos, the fifth parsha has to have content only from the other four parshas. You can't have anything new.
Yeah, yeah, of course, of course. Yeah, yeah, that would be a classic case. That's an obvious question. If you put another parsha in, definitely that would be it. That's Tosos doesn't have a problem with that. Still, that would definitely be baltosif.
Still, everybody holds
the what?
Still, everybody holds the tosos by tefillin.
But Taisvis is saying that even if it's the same parsha twice, that everybody holds away. Chamesh parsha shebetfilin is the classic case of Baltaisif. So that's Taisvis' problem.
Rebbe?
Yeah.
That case at the end, closest seems to answer, give a conceptual answer. Like Taisvis thinks it's true. You should just said, look, we've got.
Listen. What's Taisvis' problem? Taisva says, "Ami suka ein lavi raya." Khan, that what? What is it? What do you want to bring a raya from? That he's not over if he makes dala machitza. So therefore, what? So therefore, you'll say it's like parsha shabbat tefillin.
The shvayin
kilkasav. So what do you want to bring a raya? That what? Ami suka ein lavi raya. That what? So therefore, what are you going to bring a raya? That what? So you want to say that chomesh parsha should be good?
Right.
That's what he seems to say, right? So he says, no, you can't say that. He says, no, he's right. Yeah, because over there, yeah, by Sukkah, he's right. By Sukkah, there's no comparison between Sukkah and Tefillin. Because in making the entity of a Sukkah, while it's true, the entity of a Sukkah emerges with three Defanos, but that's not like four Parshas. That's three Defanos versus four Defanos is not the same as four Parshas versus five Parshas. Because three defanos, the Torah is telling you the whole concept of defanos is an entity of teshuva of yeshiva. So four defanos is better. Teshuva came to duru. That's what Teshuva is saying. You shouldn't be. That's a totally different thing. That part of Teshuva is fine. Why are you bothering that part of Teshuva? That part of Teshuva is going to understand.
I hear what you're saying. I thought he was switching over. He's talking out the qualitative idea of teshuva came to duru. Or he should have stuck to the legalism of the Gemara that says two or three.
Does it make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. That's what I think is behind this Taisus. Because otherwise, the Taisus is very difficult. They're very simple. Any person could immediately machalik between Cheftz Shel Tefillin and between Dalal Minim. I mean, or repetition. And the Taisus puts it all in the same category. Repetition of mitzvahs, he puts in the same category as entities. So they're two different concepts. You see. But that's the pshat. Taisus held that it's not possible in Chiddush Dover to give a shear and say this much Chiddush Dover, if Chiddush Dover is in quality, it's gotta be in quantity. You can't, quantity and quality are just gonna be a different quantity, a different, vis-a-vis Chiddush Dover. You can't, in other words, quality, to tell me that qualitative change is Chiddush Dover and say quantitative change is nothing, that's also a change. May not be as outstanding, but it's also a change. So now you're just talking about degree. So it's not possible to have a system like that. That this degree is Baltasif. But a less degree is not both aces. Can't be. So that's what Tesis says. It must be. You have to derive it from the mikra itself. From the mikra itself. Now you're going to have to give me a principle in the way mitzvahs are set up, and that's the matir. Then you're going to have to say the parsha and the tefillin also is the same way. That the Torah said this parsha, and whenever the Torah says this parsha, this thing, since it's an entity of mitzvah, the Torah is not putting a limitation on it. So if that's the case, five parshas and tefillin should be 100% kosher pair of tefillin. You see? And if you're going to change that, you're going to have to say there's no matir. There's no matir, so then there's no differentiation. That's what I think the Torah is saying. Okay. All right. What?
That's not because he's agreeing that once you have the number, there's two different things. One is the wisdom of picking it up twice, and one is the wisdom of each min.
Right. Yeah. That's right. He's saying it's the same thing. Well, Tesis in the final analysis is saying that definitely he knows. I mean, the fact is he just doesn't understand it because his conceptual framework of Baltesif is such that he's left in a quandary here. Because what are you going to say? And the essential problem in Tesis is, what is Baltesif? If you're going to tell me it's an extraneous system, it doesn't make any sense. Because then you're going to have to say, Nasata derech l'shiurim. This amount of Baltesif is usur, and a lesser amount is mutter. That can make sense in a technical, structural halacha in Kol HaTorah Kula. But not in Chiddush Dovar. Not in this kind of a mitzvah. This kind of mitzvah doesn't make any sense. So therefore, you're going to have to say that the Torah is giving you a matir in the way, from the halachic semantics. If you're going to say that, then you're going to get stuck over here. So Tesis simply doesn't know the answer to this problem. But that's Tesis' problem. But it shows, as I said, one thing he has in common with the Rambam is that he recognized that Baal Tesis is a different kind of a mitzvah. Different kind of a mitzvah. Okay.
Not be a separate mitzvah.
Then what? It's a separate mitzvah, but it's qualitatively differentiated. It's not the same kind of mitzvah like other lavin. It's not like achilas chaza. You say less than a kazayas is not a chaza. You can differentiate, but over here you can't. If it's not the derech l'shiurim, it's like saying a yisod in the Torah will lend itself to a shiur. This amount that yisod is okay, and that amount is not. That's not possible. And it's kind of a mitzvah. Yeah, he definitely, he holds from those distinctions, but he says he doesn't understand, what Tesis doesn't understand is the underlying ideational structure of this mitzvah. That's what he doesn't understand. See, that's what he can't find his way, he can't find his bearings in terms of understanding the fundamental principle of this mitzvah of Baal Tesis. Right, that's what he can't understand, the fundamentals.
Quality will be Baal Tesis by definition, like the extra bracha.
Right.
And the qualitative, quantitative, you need a specific proof from
the mitzvah. Right. That's right.
There is a restriction.
That's right.
Otherwise he assumes that there is no restriction.
That's right. If you're going to tell me that because it's a chefs shel mitzvah, there's no restriction, so then that's going to, you have to use that in Kol HaTorah Kula. You have to be consistent. You're going to be consistent. You can't let it go to strange prayer throne. Okay, that's nice. All right. Let's stop here. What? One at a time. Hold on, Howie. What? The Rambam and what? The Rambam and what?
Right?
100%. Everybody does. Everybody does. Tesis is not telling anything new that everybody doesn't know. But he's saying, I'd like to see somebody explain how the fundamentals work over here. I don't know the Ram. You have to interview the Ram. Yes, Ram. I don't know. It's a good question. Tesis has to go travel to the Ram. I'm going to ask him the question. But,
President of the Ram.
I have a question about the Rambam.
Yes, but the president
of the Rambam.
It's only one president, and it probably wasn't.
I don't know. Tyson's asking this question. That's today's question. Today's question is, how do you explain the fundamentals of this mitzvah? That's the problem. Okay. But anyways, Well, Howie, what do you want to ask? I'm sorry.
About you left off the question about the Rambam.
No, we have three questions. The one question is mitzvahs lulav is nikra, that the whole mitzvah is called mitzvahs lulav. What's the significance of that? The second question we had was the shir and the aguda. How could the shir be? How could the? By the way, I see people are not nizer in that. That the lulav has to be one tefach more. Got to be careful about that. The lulav, if it's an aguda, has to be one tefach more. Otherwise, if a person has a small lulav, what they should do is not use an aguda. That's what they should do. It's maybe it's counterintuitive in terms of the ceremoniousness of the mitzvah, but it would be in line with the kiyama mitzvah. That you have to untie. Now, if your lulav is too small and you see that it's not going to stick out from the shedra, one tefach over the aravos and the adasim, and you're in shul, you can't do anything about it, what you should do is untie them. If you untie them, then you yotze. If they're tied together, you have a problem.
Why can't you just push it out?
You might be, well, it depends. You might be able to, you might not be able to. You might do.
You
mean
just practice.
Yeah, practically. You could push. You might not be able to, because I saw many times smaller lulavim. They're just not bigger than the aravos and the adasim. They're very small lulavim, so it's a problem. You have to cut them. I'm saying you have to cut the but not always. It can be problems. I mean, you can't in the middle of davening have to do it. So the only thing you can do many times just undo the aguda, and that's fine. The kind of mitzvah, just the separate. That's the simplest way to do it. But so that's the second question, and the third question we have is from the Gemara, whereby Parash and Rima, which just does not make any sense. Because you can't, that's not really Shalot Tishtaka HaMitzvah. You can't say Shalot Tishtaka HaMitzvah if that's not the mitzvah. Right. It's like saying we'll take a basket of watermelons. And what does that have to do with the mitzvah? It has nothing to do with the basket. It has nothing to do with it. So the Gemara is very difficult. Gemara is very difficult. Yes?
Is that the rule of the only mitzvah where the Gemara entertains this idea about Shalot Tishtaka,
Shalot Tishtaka, Chayas,
whatever?
Is that the only mitzvah that the Gemara has things like that?
Yeah.
You have an Ervin Shlot Tishtakach Taras Erev, but over there, if you learn the Sugya, it fits in very nicely. Not just, Well, the Shlot Tishtakach, they have, but they're over there. What?
Chala Kutwaj, but it's Chala.
Yeah, but it's Chala. I know, this is the only case I know you have it's a wild kind of thing, that you take something that's not the thing, so what's it got to do with the mitzvah? It has nothing to do with it. Everything in our system is so specific, and in Chazal, every word is so specific, and all of a sudden you're taking a pomegranate. What's it got to do with it? It has nothing to do with the mitzvah. It's ridiculous. Okay. All right, we'll continue tomorrow. Blinetta. Okay. Yeah. Hello? Yeah.
The question would be
Motsu Manadasim. Okay, yeah. Back to that question.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I mean, I looked through.
I told you, you can't always say it says otherwise. Tasis would seem over here doesn't mention a word about that. He equates the two like it doesn't exist. Tasis right here would say it's a clear raya. You never heard of such a thing. That he never heard of an idea that the adasim is noi mitzvah as opposed to the aravos. If Taisa would have heard that, he should have mentioned it right here. He classes them both together. Okay. That one you got to give up on. Okay. Yes, we do.
Yeah,
we did it together. Right? Like the Ramas shouldn't do it, right? It's not a mitzvah and a mufchar. Yeah, it's a mitzvah, right? I have to go into it. I have to look into it. It's true, it's a mitzvah, right?
Maybe if some put aside the lulav and I feel we can take up the Roshana bundle.
That's at the end. That's I think we do that. Tana Amurim. But that's no problem. That's the question of when you do the rubber. But that's no problem. The problem is going to Ren. I think the Rav said, I think the Rav said how they do it, you go around with the Ashanis and with the Dalmina.
Together.
I think so. Like the Machaber. Let me see what it says in the beginning of it.
Which leaves you an available credit of $16.16. Please enter the number you wish to dial or for enhanced services.
Is that mine?
Yeah.
Tomorrow with the roof. Yeah, I was going to say the Ram would probably, what does it go to when your Ram says it's not either you makif with the lulav, it's machlekes, right? Either you makif with the lulav, or you makif with the arav. But the Machaber says you do both, because they want to be out of both. According to the Rambam, though, that would be a problem of a mitzvah shenim and a mufcha. Because of both pesif, no? I mean, you're being mosif on the... We don't pass him like Rabbi Huda. That's our Chagat. So therefore, we come out that you're taking more rubbers than you're supposed to. Ramad also mitzvah shenim and mufcha. See? The Mechavah says, Eshmishem Shafiyam Mitzvah Makifim Belulah Velo Barabah. And that's the Rambam, Rashi, and the Ran. Velo Nogu Kain, Elo Hakif Bel Gam Barabah. Why? Because... Lakif bo gamba rabam simultaneously. He says, "Tama da ikmoris put the makifim belulav ba raba." The day Rishon Shvi lekmanu makifim belulav. A minute ago, we could say, "What's this kol adayus she gamman dama belulav ain posel a makif ba raba?" A chay man dama ba raba ain posel a makif belulav. That's Beis Yosef. Vayin lekam maybe sif zayin by God. What's that? No, you can't do it. Well, you have to do something. How are you gonna do it?
What's fading in and out?
The sound.
The sound is fading in and out.
But what happened? Fading in and out.
Going up and down? I don't know. Maybe it's... When Rebbe was 12, can you come with the next step down? Crossway? You couldn't hear Rebbe say anything? Yes, you couldn't hear anything? So, you couldn't hear anything? I asked questions. I don't think you said it. What?
We'll send you the tape.
Right now, he's not saying. I want to know if you hear an oscillation in my voice. I'm going.
Yeah, a little bit.
Is he doing the siren? Yeah.
All right, we'll have to see. But it's audible.
Yeah,
it's okay. It's okay.
I'm the lawyer of him. Shasakafim.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm here.
He said we're looking up this issue. We asked a question about how you take the arrow tomorrow, especially in lieu of the question about the Rambam, about it being most of a rope. The question of being most of a rope tomorrow for Shanos, right? The Mechaber says to take, oh, because you're not, you follow Rambam exclusively, as I know, you're part of the club. But you're picking up the question nonetheless.
I think the Rav held it, I think the Rav said in there, Ruchaim, that they did like the Mechaber. That's what we did, both together, right?
Yeah.
He did. So I was wondering, because according to the Rambam, you wouldn't be allowed to do that, because it's not any mitzvah min hamufcha. You know what I mean?
When you
mark it, because since you're a little bit of Haggad, so therefore it's going to come out that you're adding, you have more arabas than you're supposed to. So it's any mitzvah min hamufcha. It's any mitzvah min hamufcha. So, yeah, but isn't there a kiyum of holding lulav all day long? There's a kiyum, and you're being makif. So, I mean, isn't there a kiyum of holding lulav all the time? Dal minim. So, if there's a kiyum, so it'll be a kiyum with a sheinim and a with a mitzvah sheinim and a mufcha. Well, you see, the Rambam l'shitasa, the Rambam holds you're not makif with the Arabas. The Rambam and Rashi and the Rav, they all hold you just makif with the lulav. That's what they are. But the Achronim say, the Beis Yosef says, in order to be yotzi, they shneim, because it's a machlekes, whether you're makif with the Arava or whether you're makif with lulav. So they hold be makif with both. So, yotzi both shitas. Yotzi kol hades. That's their reasoning. But I'm saying, according to the Rambam, that's good if you hold that if you're mosif on the Ashanis, it's not both Tesef, like Tesef's holds. But, but you see the Rambam himself held just makif with lulav alone. That's what the Rambam himself held. But it stands to reason because the Rambam holds enemy of Mishra and Amufchan. Since he held lulav and Tzorach Hagat, so even, so holding lulav is a kiyum. So how could you do a kiyum with a mitzvah enemy and Amufchan? And that's far, I mean, see the Rambam svar is different kind of a svar. It means that the very act of holding more aravos is a ma'isa she'ena min amufkar. In terms of asiyas and mitzvahs, it's like the opposite of zakeli and veil. So it's even according to the Rambam, according to that svara, you should never hold them together. You should never hold them together. You should never go with the aravos and the lulav. Because you're doing something which is ain't a minimum, of course, it's not right. You know what I mean?
Aren't they two mitzvahs?
What do you mean? Two? What do you mean two mitzvahs? No, but you're holding, no one ever did both of them together. They used to, it's machlekes, whether you do aravah, you makif with aravah, whether you makif with lulav. But no one ever did them both together, but they're doing them both together, b'yetzel chaladeus, right? But according to the Rambam, holding them together would be doing a maisa mitzvah she'enim in amufcha. Because you're not supposed to be most on the aravas.
Is there any gain doing
some
with one and then the other?
No. No one holds that.
It's all right.
No one holds that, yeah. No one holds that. What?
According to the Rambam, I don't see how it helps you even to go separately, because if all the minimum is Mitzuyah and Eslow, and since we all have rules ain't Tzarech Eger, so you can take it later, it's also a question of, it should also be a question of, that it's a violation of Mitzvah and Mitzvah, because it attaches, why isn't that attached to your rules from before?
That's what I'm doing about the minimum.
What, you mean to say you're saying you can't pick up a rubber sun any other time of the day?
I'm saying that.
Never heard that.
Because it's
Mitzuyah, that's low. If I picked up my Dalav Minim in the morning, so I can't pick up Ravis anymore. Of course, it's Mitzuyah, that's low. What's wrong? That doesn't make any sense. What? You can do two sets of Rakavas. You can do a stay with Rakavas all day. You can do that. Two sets of Rakavas. No one was machma like that in two sets of akafas. Spend a Shana Rab all day doing. No, I mean, it's not, but you see, the Rambam himself held you just makif with lulav. But what I'm saying is that if you're going to do both, according to the Rambam, the maisa of having additional aravos is a maisa which is ainam and a mufra. And it's a generic type of a thing. So you can't, so you see, but he also shitasa, that he paskins, you do it lulav. Just do it lulav. But not with both. With both, according to the Rambam, would be a problem. It would seem. Because it's enim and a mufcha. It's enim, you're holding it together. You're holding them together. You're holding your lulav and additional aravos. According to the Rambam, that's not the way, what? Have the aravos high.
Yeah, but it's not
a higher. It's not a higher. It's not a higher. It's not a higher. It's not a higher. It's not a higher. It's not a higher. I mean, it's funny. The Ramah has that sheet. says V'yosatov shelo litlo emalul of klal. You see, vafanotlo emalul of nirali delachasha shehikif yosu alul of miyado v'yechos harava shem asher haoshanis shosim levad. Because he holds, that's a different thing. See, he holds he shouldn't do it because of another reason. Because he shouldn't, he should take it exclusively. That's what he holds. Daishanis, yeah. What was the Shitas Agra? Does anybody know? There must be Shitas Agarshan out there. Have Maisarav. Have okay, what's Maisarav say? Shulchanar, you must say something, Shulchanar. Gash Shulchanar here, just saying. It's tough, Reish Samach Dal. And big time, Gamma Rizal, Hizima Och, Lola Chaba, Rabbi Malulov. There is, I don't know why the Rizal said that now, but I'd like to see what the Gros says. Could be, oh, thanks a lot, wow. It's unbelievable. What's that? What do you mean? Right. Which is no good. Oh, you mean it's not going to help you? Not going to help you. That's a good point. That's a very good point. And so at the end he's saying, he says that it won't help if you hold them together, because then it'll just be like extra rubbers. Extra rubbers. It's like you're right. That's a very good point. A very good point. Yeah. Very good point. No, you're right. That's a very good point. That's a very, very bright, brilliant point. A sharp point. No, he said, Danny said very sharp. He says, that how can you take them together? If you take them together, it's just being Mosef on Aravos. In other words, if the Halacha is to be Makif with Aravos, so if you take the Dalad Minim plus the Aravos, what you have is simply a lot of Aravos. You still have Dalad Minim. It's still, how is the Aravos Mevatl the Dalad Minim? Very sharp. Very sharp. That's very sharp. See, the Mishnah tries to say the Yatzid Hashem is not market, but you're right. It'll be all you're doing is you just say all you're doing is you can't be Yatzid Hashem. Simple. A minute ago, they lot says Kaladeus. But you're right. How can be Yatzid Kaladeus? You can't be Yatzid Kaladeus because it's right. It's a very good svar. Because now you just have the all you have is Dalad Minim. Because the Aravos now additional Aravos. Well, yeah, what's going to set it off? He's right. He's absolutely right. What? Doesn't. You have a Shulchan Aruch there with the Gra. Here we have a Chassidus Shulchan Aruch. Doesn't have the Gra. Check out the Gra and the Shulchan Aruch. You have Maaser Rav.
There's nothing in the Maaser Rav.
But I mean, it's a good question. I mean, I think what Danny's saying is very, very accurate. He's right. Because how can you do both? It's just, you're just being Mosef on Aravos. You're just being Mosef on Aravos. What's going to set it apart? What? Yeah, but we all will events are chagat. It doesn't set it off. Does not set it off. I'll tell you, I have an answer to Danny's question, but we have to do the sugya first. I have an answer to the question, but it's a very, very good question. Very sharp. Very sharp. Very sharp. Shkoyach. Did the Gro have the Let's Call This? What does he say? It comes up in two places. It comes up in Gimel, and it comes up again in Zion. In Zion, yeah, the Ramah brings it back. A minigah poshet?
Yeah, okay, which one do you want to hear first?
Okay.
Okay, yesh, me, b'chule, manda, omar, b'lulu.
Yeah, okay, b'lulu, right, okay. Yeah, I got that's going on b'lulu, right, good.
Okay. B'lulu, no, go, chule, manda, omar, b'arava. The note with gam halulu, agav, shar, yamim. Then he has alaf, alaf.
She, yefshah.
She, yefshah. The lovely koladeot.
I see. Oh, yeah, let's go this. That's what they say. Yeah, that's what the mission board brings down. Okay, good. Now, what do you, that's the end of that?
I don't think she ends up in
it. I don't know. What is that again?
Okay.
Read it again. Read it again.
Okay. Kamar Damar Barava, the Noblem Gama Lulav Agav Shar Yamim, She Aleph Aleph, the Lotte Kaladeo.
I don't know. Aleph, Aleph.
Shalom, Aleph.
So
she'eno ella fit in?
She'eno ella what?
The Lotte's called
there? No, the Lotte's called there.
Is it Lotte's? Yes, Villa. I can't figure out that Aleph.
Well, what are the words before that again?
The Nozum Gam Halulav Agav Shar Yamin.
Agav Shar Yamin. She'en Aleph, Aleph?
Yep.
What? Where's that? What, the Gra? On Sifav. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a particular no, because machlek it's machlek is where's the machlek is machlek is. They all only take lulav. Yeah. The move the other way. Machlek is Shoshanim, I think. So machlek is Shoshanim, and the base station brings down the machlek is Shoshanim. But it's machlek is machlek tanaim, machlek tanaim, man. Okay. I don't know the answer. I don't see my question. But anyways, okay. So what does the Gra say on the other on Zion?
There we have a big piece on
Baal Tosef. A big piece on the Baal on Baal Tosef. But he doesn't say what he does. Does he bring anything on the Yosef Tov on the Ramah? Yosef Tov so little a little of Klal? Doesn't say anything. Doesn't say anything. Okay. That's the problem though. Yeah, I may have an answer. Okay, it's a good question. That's a good question. Right, let's just take the Gemara, okay? Ein Ogdin, we're up to Daflam of Avam Beis, right? By the way, from the Rambam, it would appear that the Rambam says that when you do the mitzvahs netilas lulav, so he says that you put them on. What's the lashon Rambam? Olas yaso. How does he have it there? It's on the table. It sounds like right. It's mashmah from the Ramah. You shouldn't have your hands on it. You shouldn't have your hands on it at the time you make the bracha. What? On the dal minim. You shouldn't. They're on the table, but it's mashmah from the Rambam that you shouldn't have your hands on it at the time you make the bracha. You should make the bracha first and then take them. Why? Because apparently the Rambam, why you think of Avos Yosef, you should have your hands on it and then pick it up. Right? What? apparently holds that the tchilas lekicha is putting your hands on. So therefore, it should only be samachlo. That would appear from the Rambam. Otherwise, it says avalasiyasa. You have your hands on it, and then make the bracha and then pick it up. So apparently, he holds that making contact with it is the beginning of lekicha. That would appear from the Rambam. What's that? Well, that we do it upside down. Both all the meaning upside down. Yeah, well, yeah, upside down, because otherwise, we have a kicha. Hey, you can do that. You can do that. Yeah, that's an eitz. I mean, it grew up. What's that? No, but you want to have it as quick as possible. What? Upside down. Yeah, same as upside down. Yeah.
But even so, you say even if it's
horizontal,
you still shouldn't have your hand on it.
It would seem so from the Rambam. He says, if the halacha was over las yasim is as close as possible, the Rambam should say yaniach yadav alayhem v'yavarech v'yagbiyim. He doesn't say that. Apparently, Rambam holds it. Making contact.
Put them on the table, like take it out of the case or whatever it is. You should be careful not to put your hands on it, because that would be the beginning of it.
No. In other words, when it's on the table, lying there on the table, right? So you shouldn't put your hands on it and make the bracha and then lift it up, because you would think that would be better. It would be more avalas yaso. Avalas yaso means as close as possible.
How do you get it to the table?
Hey, got it to the table. And Aram doesn't talk about how you got it to the table. Well, you can get it to the table very simply, upside down or horizontal. That's no problem. But then you have to have your hands off it to make the bracha. That's all around. That would appear from around. Your hands must be off it when you make the bracha.
And would you say that even when it's still in its case?
In its case? I don't know what you're talking about. I'm talking about right before you make the bracha. Why? How could it be in the case right before you make the bracha? What? It shouldn't be in the case right before you make the bracha. It should be on the table like the Rambam has, no?
Are you yotze when you pick it up?
When it's in the case, that's l'kicha de davracha. That's the sugya over here. We say l'kicha de davracha, shmo l'kicha. It's a problem. Right, but this is where the case is. I don't know, whatever. Okay, but that's separate. Okay. Now let's see. Okay, so, yeah. So let's take the Mishnah. Ein ogdin es alul of elabimino. Divir Reb Yehuda. Okay, so right, you guys see the Gemara. Rab Meir Omar Filu Bechut B'Meshicha. Filu Bechut B'Meshicha, which is what? You could use anything. Use anything. Okay. I'm Rab Meir Maisa Banshir Shlaim Shay Ognes Levein Begemonia Shazav. So what's on top, it doesn't matter. Okay. So that's the Mishnah. Let's take the Gemara. I'm a Rava. Because the Rava, the Gemara explains. I'm a Rava. The first part of the Mishnah. Ain't ogdenis a lulav el bimino. So why does Rav Yehuda hold ain't ogdenis a lulav el bimino? So the Gemara says, I'm a Rava, afilu besiv, afilu beikra de dikwa. You can use sieve and you can use ikra the dikla according to Reb Yehuda, right? V'amar Rava, my time at Reb Yehuda, the kesava lulav tzarech aga. Because there's two possibilities in Reb Yehuda. One possibility, the Gemara said before, one possibility is because Bain and Hodar. And that wouldn't be hodor if you use a sieve or a sieve or a dikla wouldn't be good. Because it doesn't look like it, doesn't have the appearance of the lulav, so it wouldn't qualify. But the Gemara says Yehuda doesn't require hodor. It doesn't even require hodor by Esra. Okay. Finally, the Gemara concludes. It doesn't require hodor at all. Okay. He learns hodor as hador mishan lashan. But anyways, yeah, Yehuda over here has these really, what do you call it? outstanding positions out there. What? What? No, he doesn't need Hadar. He doesn't need it. With him, he has no problem. He doesn't need Hadar. What's that? No, Hadar could accomplish anything. Anything that's a Hadar. Well, we're getting to that. So, I feel sorry, but anyways, meantime, the Gemara is trying to say that according to Rabbi Yehuda, even Siv and Ikka the Dick was good, the Gemara says, Vama Rava, my time at Rabbi Yehuda, and this goes together. What's the reasoning of Rabbi Yehuda? Kisov al lul of tzarach agad. Ve'im maisi min achrina have chamshami. Okay. Rashi. Ikra de diklo, lachtoch mi menu netzoren, v'kolfan acharuin la'agad. The time of it love mishum hodahu, do kindled lo boy hoda. Elo mishum de boy mino. Umay time a boy mino, kivon de omalul of tzorach agad, havele afo agad mina mitzvah. Ve'im maisi min achrina, over mission Baltaisif. Interesting, huh? Over mission Baltaisif. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, in order to be over Baltaisif, you don't need, according to Rabbi Yehuda, to be over Baltaisif, you don't have to have what? It doesn't have to, even if it's not upright, even if it's not Kederach Gedilaso, you'll still be over Cham Shemini. What? That's because the Aguda is really an entity. It's an entity of Aguda. So what's the what?
How does the problem? Because you couldn't be able to rule with that.
Just like a kosher and a
lot of it's a part of like a branch or the block or whatever comes from the date tree. But that's not a ruler.
Say it again.
I'm asking, how does Ikra Zikra solve the problem for Abiyuda? Because it's not, you couldn't take an Ikra Zikra as a and be Yotze.
Well, no, Ikra the Dikla solves the problem because it's not another min. It's the same min as Lulav.
Yeah, but that all that means when you go to the min of Lulav, it comes from the same tree as the Lulav came from. But it's not a Lulav.
Okay, so what's the problem with Mashiach?
But it's not most Valamina. It's the same min. It's not most of all men. But the question is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you'll be over Bal Tosef even if it's not Kederach Gedilasa. If you took something else, so does Rabbi Yehuda not hold from Kederach Gedilasa at all? What? So what's the Halacha Agad? No, because you could say in Rabbi Yehuda on the surface, you'd say that the Halacha is you have to be Ogdo, right? You have to be Ogdo to make it into one entity. But why would that mean of necessity that if you incorporate another min, that is considered the Baltosif? I would say the halacha is that it must be Ogud. So it must be Ogud. So therefore, when it's tied up, it's Ogud. But still, you have to do Kedach Vilasa. So the Agad, if it's from another min, why should it be considered most of Alamina? You understand what I mean?
Why is
Baltosif? No, Baltosif is only Baltosif in the mitzvah. So now the mitzvah is it must be tied up, but the thing that I tie it with, I'm not being the kind of the mitzvah with. What? Excuse me? Huh? So it's an entity. It's a new entity of Aguda. I understand it's a new entity of Aguda. But where do you see? Why am I over Baltosif? Because in this new entity, I have another min. So, but that's not Baltosif. Baltosif on all mitzvahs. But in the mitzvah requires Kederach Gedilasa. And this new thing, the wraparound is. It's true. It's part of. It's true. The wraparound is a part of the mitzvah because the mitzvah requires Agad, but. The wrap is not Kederach Gedilasa. So it would seem that you that it would seem that you're not that it, so what do I care for from another man? I mean, it's not mosfal a mitzvahs. It's mosif in what? Because it's incorporated in the aguda. So where do you see that that's baltosif? You can't have in the whole aguda can't be another man.
Itself,
yeah. I mean, that's my question. My question is like this: why is it baltosif according to Abud if you add another? Is it because the eged is a part of the? Is a part of the mitzvah, so now I have another min in this chafza. And that's baltosif. Or do I say no? That I would say no, because it's true in the egg, you need an egged. And now you have an egged, but the mitzvah is still the the minim kederach gedulasa, and this entity over here is not kederach gedulasa. It's just part of the egged. It would seem that I don't see why would you be considered baltaisif? Why would you be considered baltaisif if it's not in the ma'isa mitzvah? It would seem. You see, it would seem. You understand what I mean? It would seem you'd have to say in Reb Yehuda that the halacha of kederach gedulasa is not there. There's no halacha of kederach gedulasa according to Rabbi Yehuda. What? Because, I'll tell you why, because kederach gedulasa is only if you have the separate minim. But once there's a halacha to make an aguda out of the three, so now there's no more kederach gedulasa because it's a new entity. It's a completely new entity. It has nothing to do with the rule of that group. It's a completely new thing. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda holds that that's where you'll be over on Baltaisif. You understand what I mean? That makes sense. That's what I think he's saying. What? It would seem so. And Biyotze. It would seem so. It's mashma like that from Lashna Taisvis. Take a look at the Taisvis that flamed out from the base. He says, Avo the Rabbi Yehuda, the boy, he's like this. The first thesis. The first thesis. Gemara says, Oh, I'm going to read it to Achaga. Imai Samin Achrina, Hai Lachudikai, Vai Lachudikai. So the Gemara says, Tamo. So I mean, Taisus Tema, Kosh Kenu Rabbana, the Mashmul, the Rabbi Yudim, Shem Tzorach Agad, I Agad Lei Mimina, Acher Havalei Chamesh Saminim, Aval Rabbana, the Tzorach Agad, Lo, Dai Luchud Koi, Vai Luchud Koi. Vokhan Amir Min Behedja, Perkel and Nachnokan. Okay. Yeshlam, Adach Amar Beshinosin, also Chutzla Agad. Chutzla Agad, the Rabbi Yudim. So if you take it, because the Gemara over here says that the Gemara is tied to the Sasri. One Gemara said, according to me, it will be not Luchud Koi. Another Gemara said, according to me, it'll be Luchud Koi. So Taisus answers, it depends. If you tie it into the Agad, so then according to Abiyud, it's not Luchudikoy. Then on the contrary, then it's Yobal Taisus. But if you have it outside the Agad, according to Abiyud, you're better off. So according to Abiyud, it'll depend. You'll be worse off if you put it in, worse off than the Chachamun, because he holds it's an Aguda. Now you made an Aguda out of more than three minim, so then it's worse. But according to the Chacham, you could still say Hai Luchudikoy, Hai Luchudikoy, each one separate. But if you put it outside of the Eged, so according to Abiyud, you're better off. Because since he has one entity, so now this is Luchudikoy. But according to the Chacham, in that situation, it lends itself more to Baltaisif. So that's what Taisif explaining. That depends. Sometimes according to Abiyud, it lends itself more to Baltaisif. If it's in the Eged, sometimes according to Abiyud, it lends itself less to Baltaisif. So it answers the Stiris Asugyas, where the Gemara seems to say both ways. That according, one Gemara says, according to Abiyud, it's more Luchudikoy. And one the Gemara says, "Koin tacham, it's more lechudikai." So Taisu says, "Vim tamo MK lo yechashiv tosvos hai min achrini the kamaisei kamavu rabbanon deilil dein tzarach aget yeshlam adlo dami because she yagdu shlo b'mino ain lo lechashiv kemosiv mishum dein zekederach gedilasan uminim shebeluvav b'ini kein gedilasan avol Rabbi Yehuda the boy eged yeshlo lechashiv kemosiv ba'agudaso. The chol aguda shelo kederach gedilasa. You see what he says?
Yeah. He said, that's what he seems to say, Taisvis. Vahacha filu rabido kama, the mice minach rine, vinaka like a dachid losa, filu chus legged, chashuk masif. What's that?
Maybe the wrapper itself, by definition, is never good after you wrap it. Why should it be different? Because that's the requirement.
What do you mean, the chol agud that shlok dar was? What? It doesn't grow like an aguda. That's what he's saying. There's no gedar gilasa. That's what he says. The chol aguda. That's what he seems to say. The chol aguda shlok dar gilasa. Because there's no gedar gilasa. What? It's a new entity. It's a new entity. Otherwise, I don't understand. Why should it be Mosfala Mitzvahs? Just because it's incorporated in the Aguda, so what? But it's not Mosfala Mitzvahs. If the Mitzvah is Kederach Gedulaso, so then the wrapper is not Kederach Gedulaso, so why am I Mosfala Mitzvahs? Why is it different according to him? That's what I think they are saying. That if you say it's an aguda, so it's a whole new entity. A whole new entity, you can't say kedarach gedulaso, because this entity doesn't grow anywhere. Where does this entity grow? It doesn't grow. You don't have a thing growing like that. So you can't, if it's a new entity, you can't say kedarach gedulaso anymore. Because there's nothing that grows like that. Chol aguda, shlo kedarach gedulaso. And logically, it makes sense. Logically, it definitely makes sense. What? No, it makes sense. Absolutely. Yeah, because once you say it's a new entity, where does this entity grow? It doesn't grow anywhere. So it's a whole new entity. So there's no din of kedarach gedulaso. That's the Gemara. Okay, let's go. It would seem so. Yeah, okay. That makes sense. All right. Right? Okay, guys? Okay, let's go further. Now the Gemara says, Ravamarava, and Rav says, no, I mean, you love the civic or the diklo, meaning the lulava who? You see? So the Gemara says, and how do I know that the civic or the diklo doesn't mean lulav? See, when the Gemara uses the term min, it doesn't mean species. Because definitely it's the same species, but min means in halacha if it's a min. In halacha if it's a min. It doesn't have to do with the botanical definition. It's not a question of botany. It's a question of the min in the halachic definition. Of course, you see here it's the same exact thing. It grows in the same tree, but the Gemara says is this considered a min lulav? Okay. So the Gemara says, so Rava says, how do I know that it's considered the same min? Disanya. Vasukos teishvu sukkah shall call dava. Okay. Sukkah could be made out of anything. Divi Rav Meir. Rabbi Yudah Meir, no. Ein sukkah do heges ela badalad minim shevalolav. So Rabbi Yudah held, but the schach. The schach has to be made out of dalad minim shevalolav. Okay? All right? What? Expensive schach. Yeah, expensive schach. But it would be very nice, I'll tell you that. Yudah love him, very nice. Nice schach. Yeah. By the way, the hidur of schach, the hidur of sukkah is the main thing, is in the schach itself. It's in the schach itself. Not what you hang on is also a hidur, but the schach itself is the real hidur mitzvah. The hidur in the cheftza shel schach. What? Oh, you mean an esra. Yeah, you're right.
The branches with the leaves.
The dalad mim shebelulav. It's a good question. It means a pre. Pre is possible. It's a good question. I mean, it means the branches of it. The branches of the tree. The branch of the tree. Yeah, it got to be the branch of the tree. That's what it has to be, yeah. That's a good point. Yeah, it'll be the branch of the tree. Okay, so anyways, but that's a good help. Yep, and Rabita is like this. He says, it sounds to us very strange, Ashita, but it says, but didn't know say. He's very serious about it. Umar Lulav Shane Noeg Balelos Kiviyomim. Lulav's not Noeg at nighttime, like in the daytime. Ain't the Noeg Yelabas Minim. So he could only use the Dalad Minim. Sukkah Shinoheges Balelos Kiviyomim mean a Dinshlo Tail Babas Minim. I like that Kavachana. Somebody say a Kavachana like that, you throw him out. Okay. So it's good for Pum Tara. But if you were serious about it, he held his sukkah's puzzle. If it's not made out of Dalad Minim, why? A Kal Vachomer from the Dalad Minim. Madach Dalad Minim is Noeg Bayom and Abalaila. So sukkah that's more Chomer, that's Noeg Balaila, it certainly should be from Dalad Minim. That's its Kal Vachomer. So you'd think the Chum would say, what's a Sheikh's Dalad Minim to sukkah? Well, it has nothing to do with it. Nope, they didn't say that. They refuted him in a different way. You would think they just, Aldoaf Guru Abimim Ben Medrasha. But not Chazal said, the Chachamim said, it's good, but there's only one problem. Amrlo, your Kal Vachomer would be good, but we have a rule. Kol din shata don tchilaso lahachmir v'sofa lahakal einadim. Why? What does it mean? It means this Kal Vachomer is no good because it comes out of Kal Vachomer where you're trying to learn out of Chomer, but this Chomer comes out to a Kula. What is the Kula? What is the Kula? Lo motza abas minim. If he didn't find abba minim, ye yoshev ubatl. So then it's going to come out. It's very hard to find abba minim. So it comes out for your Kal Vachomer that a lot of people won't have a sukkah. Vato rama basukkah stesha shiras yamim. Sukkah shel kol davar. What kind of an answer is that way? I mean, everything here is difficult. So yes, yeah, so that's right. So you can't find dalam minim, so you can't make a mitzvah lulav. So what kind of a cool is that? What kind of a cooler is that? Well, it's not a cooler. That's not a cooler. It's a strange piece of Gemara, huh? Strange piece of Gemara. Machlokes Tanoim.
If you didn't take him seriously, that's
something we can't understand. No, but the... but Rashi says, it's the principle. Kal v'chomer sh'atom maschil lidros ar lidros al yedei chomer sh'yesh bo. Lo'ovi lo chomer acher b'kal v'chomer min ha'kal. It's a strange kind of a thing. The Taisvik gives another example. Example, if you're going to say, Ein bir chomet elas reifa. So they learn that from a kal vachomer from Nosa. So the Chum said that that's the same kind of a thing. And Lamotza eats in the sofa. So you're going to have the same kind of a kula.
What's the
kula?
The kula is
he's not going to have a sukkah, so he won't be able to sleep in a sukkah. What? He'll be what? He'll be an honest. He'll be an honest. He won't have a sukkah. That's not a kula, though. That's a... right. Anytime, that's true. Anytime you have a chomer, you're going to have to say kavachomer. You can't do it. If you don't have it, you're not going to do it. So you can't do it. Every kavachomer, you knock off every kavachomer. Yep. It's a strange piece of machlokes tanaim. Okay, any suggestions? Or Buzzai? But I think there's another problem, more. You have to define the essential problem in the sugya. What's essentially wrong with Rabbi Yehuda's Kal Vachomer? There's something more essential that's wrong here with Rabbi Yehuda's Kal Vachomer. More essential. You have to pinpoint what is really a problem with Rabbi Yehuda's Kal Vachomer? What's the real problem? No, that's what we're saying. That's what we say. It sounds very wild. I mean, what's Dalad Minim have to do with sukkah? This course is the same yantif. Yes. What? That's right. Different type of mitzvah. That's right. Yeah. In other words, the problem really is that there's no shaychus one to the other. Because the Torah said to take Dalad Minim. So how do you, what does that got to do with sukkah? Sukkah is a locha of a base dira that you're supposed to live in. It's a base dira for tashmish, for living in. So what is it? It's a tashmish dira. I mean, what does it have to do with the mitzvah of taking dalad minim? I mean, there's no sheiches to it. There's no connection. The nature of the mitzvahs have nothing in common. In one, the mitzvah is to lekachtem lochem. You should take these four minim. And the other one is to use schach as a vehicle of yeshiva, to create a vehicle of yeshiva. I mean, one is to take the min, and the other one is to use a schach. How could you compare these two things? They have no sheiches in terms of their structure as a mitzvah. They have no sheiches. One is to take the min, and the other one is to use the schach as an ohel, as a vehicle of yeshiva, as a base dira. I mean, it has no connection one to the other. Has no connection.
We could say the greatest
shepherd. Yeah. The what? Yeah, that's right. Yeah, what are you saying? That if over here it's dalad minim is dalad minim, then over here, that's right. That's right. This is dalad minim. This, the reason why this is dalad minim is because that's what it is. In other words, you can't say. Exactly. That's putting it better. The reason why it's dalad minim is because that's the mitzvah is dalad minim. It's not that you yotze through dalad minim. That's the mitzvah is dalad minim. So what's again? What is it? What? That's the mitzvah. So how could you say so? Therefore, by schach, you can't be yotze unless it's dalad minim. That's a question of what to be yotze with. Hechsher. In other words, like this: by dalad minim, it's not a halacha of hechsher. Over here by schach, it's a din in hechsher. Hechsher asukkah. What's the machshir in the sukkah? So hechsher asukkah is al yedei schach. You don't say hechsher hadalad minim is al yedei dalad minim. That is the mitzvah. The mitzvah is dalad minim. Do you understand what I mean? There's no, one is halacha in hechsher hadavah. Another one is that's the Torah wants you to take these minim. Do you understand what I mean? It's not a halacha and hechsher adavar. It's two different categories of halacha. One has no shaykhs to the other. That's really the problem. The problem is, if you want to put the problem in a logical framework, that's the way to put it. By sukkah, it's halacha and hechsher schach. So I say that what is the hechsher? Is al yedei, davar shegidulim in aretz, whatever. But over here, by dalad minim, it's not hechsher. That's what you're supposed to take, the dalad minim. So what kind of thinking can only be yotz with dalad minim? That's what you're supposed to take. There's no hechsher. You see. But so the chacham should have said right away, these two mitzvahs have no sheiches to each other. They're two different kinds of mitzvahs. Two different kinds. One has no sheiches to the other. Yeah. So what do you see from this Gemara? From this Gemara, you have to deduce one thing, one deduction. It's not a hechsher sukkah. No, that's not good. You can't go that way. Yes.
Based on that other Gemara that we had a question on yesterday.
Yeah.
They could take another min, but it's just because of a seemingly external problem.
Right.
I don't know what the answer is, but as far as an approach, that shows you that there's something more than just these particular four.
Yeah, but what do you see from this Gemara? That's why I'm bringing in this Gemara over here. What do you see from this Gemara? From this Gemara, you see one thing. You see that in Dalad Minim, there's a Kiyum of Netila. There's a Kiyum of Netila. That's the halacha. That in Dalad Minim, it's not to take these Minim, to do a Maisa to these Minim. It's to create a Kiyum Netila al Yedei Dalad Minim. That's the mitzvah. You see? So you see from this Gemara that the concept of Dalad Minim, is different than you might at first sight think. At first you might think that Allah is, that the Torah wants you to take the Esrog, take the Lulav. It's not a halacha of taking this min. It's a halacha to create a Kiyum Netila through these Dalad Minim. You see? And it's interesting, when the Rambam mentions the mitzvah, how does the Rambam mention the mitzvah? And all the times that he mentions the mitzvah, let's just go over. How does he mention the mitzvah? In the Sefer HaMitzvahs, what does he say? What's the Lashon Sefer HaMitzvahs? What? What's the lashon? What's the exact lashon around? You got it? Where is it at? Kuf samachas. What is lashon around? Go ahead. Okay. That's where? That's in Sefer Mitzvahs? L'kachem b'yom rishon. L'smach b'alef nei Hashem, what?
Shivas
Yom. So, Shivas Yom is where?
Mikdash.
Is in the Mikdash. How does he have it in the Koseres?
The same thing.
He doesn't have Big Vulin.
Doesn't mention it at all.
Doesn't mention it at all. And again, in the Sefer Mitzvahs, he doesn't mention Gvulin at all, right?
He says afterwards, at the end of the Mitzvah,
yeah.
In the Sefer Mitzvahs, he says,
where's that Ramam?
That's the Sefer Mitzvahs.
In the Sefer Mitzvahs. Uh-huh.
Funny, in the Rishima, you know, like in the Adama to the Mishatara,
yeah.
It just says simply that the Mitzvah is Lito Lulav.
Just Lito Lulav.
That's it. It doesn't qualify. Yom Rishon, Mitzvah, don't say a thing. Just Lito Lulav.
Uh-huh.
It's
a little
different.
Yeah.
In
Zion Yekimel,
Mitzvah,
Lulav, Hinatel. Lulav, where's that? Hinatel. That's interesting. Where's that wrong?
It should be...
Mitzvah, yeah. Yeah, that's right. Mitzvah, Lulav, Hinatel, B'yom Rishon, Shalchag, B'vad, B'chol Makom, B'chol Zman. U'b'migdash, L'vad, Anotmosu, B'chol Yom, V'yom, Mishivis, Me'achag. Yeah. You see... I would say like this, that the Rambam and the Koseres over there just mentions Migdash. Sometimes he just mentions Migdash, basically he mentions Migdash. But the Halach is like this. Why does the Rambam mention Migdash like in the Koseres? Why doesn't he mention also Begvulin? It says, well, Katham Kham Bayam Rishon, the main Pasuk is really Begvulin. Let's see. Katham Kham Bayam Rishon. The plain Shuk Tashom Mikra is Bayam Rishon. So the Rambam should say, in the Sefer Mitzvahs and in the Koseres, the mitzvah is Begvulin B'yom Rishon. And the Migdash we add the other days. Well, how's the Koseres over here? Koseres is only Migdash, am I right? In the Koseres. Yeah, that's strange. That's strange. I mean, mentioning Migdash is okay, but why only Migdash in the Koseres? But I think the reason is like this. Because the halacha, what is the halacha in Lulav? The halacha in Lulav is not to take the lulav, it's to create a kiyum natiwa. To create a kiyum natiwa. The Rambam holds that concept of creating a kiyum natiwa would not exist if it weren't for Migdash. You see? The halacha is that there should be a kiyum natiwa b'migdash. So the Rambam, it's true that the halacha is a kiyum natiwa b'gvulin as well, b'yom rishon bovad. But the Rambam holds that it's really modeled, the essential Tzuras HaMitzvah is Noveya from the fact that there is a Migdash, and that's why there's a concept of a Kiyum Natila. You see, a Kiyum Natila. If there were no Migdash, there wouldn't be a concept of Kiyum Natila. It'd be a Lach of a Maisa. Simply a Maisa. It would be a different Mitzvah. So the Mitzvah has its origin. Its Tzuras HaMitzvah has its origin from the fact that there's a concept of Migdash, and in Migdash there's a Kiyum of Netila, so that's why the Tzuras HaMitzvah was created this way, and now Begvulin, of course it's the same Mitzvah, but Kiyum Netila. But that idea of Kiyum Netila really makes perfect sense where? In the Migdash. Because it's a Kiyum Netila demands a makom. Where is the Kiyum Natila? Kiyum Natila b'Migdash. If it weren't for Migdash, it wouldn't be structured that way. That's why the Rambam in the Koseres has Migdash, you see. Because the essence of the Tzuras HaMitzvah really was derived from the fact that there is a Migdash and there's a Kiyum Natila b'Migdash. You understand me? Kiyum Natila goes with Migdash. The idea of Kiyum Natila. What? Because a kiyum natila is a kiyum in something. The idea of the Rambam is saying that if it weren't for Migdosh, it wouldn't be structured that way as a key in the field. In other words, when we say that you notel the lulav kol shiva b'migdash, that itself is strange. Why should you have one mitzvah? That it's b'gvul is one day and b'migdash is 7 days. So the Rambam is explaining because the mitzvah is a kiyum netilah. The kiyum netilah b'migdash is where the kiyum netilah reaches its full expression. You see? So that's why it's true, Bigvulin. If it weren't for Migdash, you wouldn't have this mitzvah, basically. That's what the Rambam is saying. It's true, the Maisa mitzvah is a Kiyum Netilah, even Bigvulin. But the concept of Kiyum Netilah originates conceptually with Migdash. And that's why you could have the same, that's why the Migdash it's Shiva. Because since it's a kiyum netilah, there's a special kiyum netilah b'migdash, and the kiyum netilah b'migdash is kol shiva. That's why the mitzvah is kol shiva. Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
No.
You understand? Nobody understands it. You understand it? Hard one to get across. It's a. You have to have a sensitivity here for conceptual formulation. Okay, everybody understands now. Okay. You can have a kiyum netilah in the moon. I mean, but it has to make sense. We're talking. What I'm saying is the concept of this idea of a kiyum netilah. The reason why the mitzvah is structured that way is because essentially it was structured that way because in Migdosh, the Kiyum Netilah has a value. You understand what I'm saying? It's a Kiyum Migdosh. Exactly. If it weren't, that's why this mitzvah is such that the Migdosh is Shiva and Bigvul is Yom Rishon Bavad. It's a strange kind of a thing. It's just two separate mitzvahs. You see? But the answer is, it's one mitzvah. But the nature of the mitzvah is to create a kiyum netilah. Where does this kiyum netilah find its full expression, its full objective? Is b'migdash. So b'gvulin, it's true, the mitzvah can always be structured as kiyum netilah. But the objective of the kiyum netilah really finds its full expression. Where? B'migdash. That's where the kiyum netilah is really... finds its full form. You see, and that's why the mitzvah was structured that way. If it weren't for Migdash, you wouldn't have a mitzvah, so Dal Mina. This is a mishmash. That's why the Rambam in the Kosera says Migdash. Why does he say Migdash? One would say, on the contrary, one would say Gvulin, because Gvulin is all over the world, and Gvulin is the Pasuk says, Bayom HaRishon, the Pshuto Shel Mikra is Bayom HaRishon. Right? Ulakachtam Lecham Bayom HaRishon. Okay, so why does the Rambam leave the Pshuto Shel Mikra and say and mention in the Kosaras the mitzvah of Migdash? The answer is because the Rambam is telling you the essence of the mitzvah from whence it comes. Where does this mitzvah come from? The mitzvah really comes from the fact that there's a kiyum netilah. It's structured for the kiyum netilah, and why is it structured that way? Because kiyum netilah b'migdash is where the kiyum netilah really finds its full expression. And were it not for Migdash, you wouldn't have such a mitzvah. So the mitzvah is based on Migdash. That's why the Rambam in the Koseres mentions Migdash. Because the whole mitzvah, if you want to know conceptually, what is the essence, where does the essence of the mitzvah stem from? Where does it stem from? It stems from Migdash. You see, so it's true, Migdash is small compared to the which is all over, but the fact is, in terms of the mitzvah itself, the whole origin of the mitzvah and the whole structure of the mitzvah is based on Migdash, on the kiyum mekicha of the Migdash. You see, that explains the Rambam. Okay, so it's not a halacha of a maisa netilah.
Please put on your mute button. We can hear feedback.
What is it?
Hello. Okay, I'm going to put it back on.
Excuse me, what? No, it doesn't matter. There's no in gvul in the mitzvah is also to create a kiyum netilah. But where does the kiyum netilah find its full objective? The mikdash. That's why the mikdash is here. What?
What
I can't say why. Well, why what is?
Why is that a greater objective?
Because I can't explain it. I can't explain it. Because that's a kiyum netilah has to be, its full expression is where it's a kiyum in something. In other words, if there was no halacha of a kiyum netilah, the mice and netilah of a mikdash would be, there wouldn't be any connection between the mice and netilah's lulav and mikdash. Nothing. What's the connection? It's like a person puts on tefillin the mikdash. So there's any difference between putting on tefillin and mikdash, putting on tefillin and gvulim? There's no difference. So why is the mitzvah lulav different in mikdash? Why is it over there shivas yamim? You see, it's different. So what? The smach, well, yeah. Yeah. Right. It's a kiyum, that's correct. It's a kiyum, yeah, it's a kiyum. That's what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that if it was simply a better way. That if there were no kiyum netilah, if there were no concept of a kiyum netilah, taking the lulav b'migdash would be no different than taking a big vol, and there wouldn't be any difference. So why would migdash be shivas yamim and vol be one day? And there wouldn't be any difference in taking it. You take it in the mikdash. It's just like a person does a mitzvah in the mikdash. Any mitzvah, there's no difference to do it in the mikdash. He puts on tefillin in the mikdash, puts on his house. No difference. But over here, you see, there is a difference. So what I'm saying is that the mitzvah is structured in a way that lends itself to a very big difference. Since it's halacha and the kiyum netilah, so it means the kiyum netilah is a kiyum netilah, but migdash is a different kiyum netilah. You see, it's a different kiyum netilah. That's why migdash is shivas yamim. Bigvulin is just the halacha to create a kiyum netilah. But the kiyum netilah doesn't have any objective. You see? And what I'm saying is that conceptually, what the Rambam is saying is that the foundation of the mitzvah in its conceptual formula stems from mikdash. If there were no mikdash, you wouldn't have the mitzvah. It would not be defined like this. It would not be designed like this. The mitzvah is the reason why the mitzvah is the tzuras on mitzvah is like this is because there's the concept of kiyum netilah lends itself to extension so that in mikdash there's a tziruf between the Dalad Minim and the Migdash. If it weren't formulated that way, there'd be no tziruf. There'd be a Maisa Mitzvah. You see. But it's formulated that way because this mitzvah has to be formulated in a way that there's a tziruf between it and Migdash. And the only way that could be done is if there's a concept of a Kiyum Netilah. If there's a concept of a Kiyum Netilah, then there could be a tziruf between Dalad Minim and Migdash. There's a Kiyum Netilah, Kiyum Netilah by Migdash. You see, but if it weren't formulated in that manner, there wouldn't be any tziruf. And the Rambam is saying basically that if there were no tziruf, then you wouldn't have the mitzvah. If there were no tziruf, you wouldn't have the mitzvah. So the essence of the mitzvah, that's what I'm saying in the Koseres, what he has in the Koseres is the essence of the conceptual formula of the mitzvah. If you want to know where's the essence of the conceptual formula of the mitzvah, mikdash. That's where it is. That's where it is. Yes.
Just want to understand. After the first day, after the repeat on the first day,
right.
Every time you take the lulav right. On each subsequent day, even the initial latika on those days is a whole kiyum netilah. Are you doing a mitzvah of taking lulav and then everything after that day is the kiyum netilah? Or everything after the first latika of the first day? You know what I'm saying?
It would seem everything is.
After the first initial Wakifa.
Right. It's always a kiyum.
On the first day.
It's a kiyum netilah.
Everything from there is kiyum netilah.
That's right.
That's right.
I'll tell you something.
That's right.
As what? Anshir Shalayim. The Raya is not. Why is Anshir Shalayim used to carry the Dalmina all the time? You were Makai on the mitzvah. It's Allah of the Kicha, so the mitzvah is gone. See, that's why, that's what bothers me about the Mishnah Berurah. About the, what he says like this, he says, the Machaber brings down. But that's very difficult because the truth of the matter is there's a kiyum netila all the time. That's why Anshei Yerushalayim always, when they carry it, because there's a kiyum netila. It's to create a kiyum netila. So the kiyum netila is an ongoing concept, the kiyum netila. You see, if it's just a mice netila, so you just did it already, that's it, it's over. But if it's a kiyum netila, so the kiyum netila b'migdash is, whenever you notel, it's a kiyum netila. You see, the dalad minim lend themselves to a kiyum netila. So it's true, once you do it, you yotzei the mitzvah. But if you do it again, it's the kiyum netila is there. So it's the kiyum netila b'migdash. So every time you do it, there's another kiyum netila. That's why that's why when they were makif and all the things they did, in makif as a mizbeach, it's all because this mitzvah is formulated in a very special way. That it's not a maisa of taking dalad minim, but it's a kiyum netila of dalad minim. It's a different idea. It's a different, totally different idea. You see?
By kiyum, you mean that the chatzah should be taken.
There is a kiyum of the netila. It's not to take it. It's to create a kiyum netila. Okay? So, that's what I'm saying to you. Just because the mitzvah is formulated, that's a good point. But what I'm saying is, just because the mitzvah is formulated to create a kiyum netila doesn't mean it's an impossible thing to avoid. But the Rambam is saying that the reason why it was formulated that way is because otherwise there'd be no difference whatsoever between Gvulin and between Migdash. And essentially, the Torah's objective was that this mitzvah should be a special, have a special place in the Migdash. So therefore, the mitzvah was formulated as a kiyum netila. Without the concept of kiyum netila, you don't have this. Yeah, go ahead.
After the
korban
makes more sense because the essence of the
mitzvah
wasn't just to take it to do a mitzvah in the
mikdash.
So.
Oh, you mean why it's echel mikdash?
Right.
You mean why it's because it's a kiyum netila? That's right. You're right. I mean, why is this? That's correct. Yeah. I mean, how is it possible to do something like that? It's good. But now you see this principle. I mean, explains this principle emerges from this machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Because what did, now let's go back. The problem with Rabbi Yehuda was that how could he have an analogy between what? The Dalad Minim and the Sukkah, but they're two different kind of conceptually totally alien types of phenomena. Because one is simply to take the Dalad Minim and the other one is a Hechsher. It's a Hechsher Sukkah. There's no Hechsher. You can't say, I'm taking the Dalad Minim, I'm Yotze with the Dalad Minim. This is what you're supposed to do. Take these Dalad Minim. You see? But once he introduced the idea of a Kiyum Netila, so now the halacha is that you should, the Torah says you should create a Kiyum Netila through the Dalad Minim. So now the Dalad Minim are really Machsher. It's a Hechsher. It's Machsher, the Kiyum Netila. So now Rabbi Yehuda says, oh, so if the Hechsher of the Kiyum Netila is through the Dalad Minim, and Dalad Minim is only Noeg Bayom, so the Sukkah, which is Noeg Bayom Balaila, the Hechsher of Sukkah should certainly only be through Dalad Minim, you see? But you understand? That's why you could have such a Kal V'chomer, because they're both in the same framework of Hechsher. Okay? Yeah. Now let's see. What were the other questions we had? What? The Chachamim Zin, the Chachamim Zin is like this. You see, I mean, I would just say this much we can understand about what the Chachamim is saying. The Chachamim Zin is like this. You see, this is a different kind of a Kal V'chomer. It's not a Kal V'chomer of a strict limud. It's a Kal V'chomer of restriction of Hechsher. that you're saying if the restriction of Hechsher is over here to Dalad Minim, certainly the Torah should restrict it over here by Sukkah. You see, it's not saying, it's not a Kal Vachomer where you're deriving a qualitative component. That's a different kind of Kal Vachomer. It's a Kal Vachomer where you're saying that if the Torah was so severe as to restrict the Hechsher Netilah to only Dalad Minim, so it should certainly be so severe as to restrict the Hechsher Sukkah to only Dalad Minim. So that the Chum say you can't say that. Because there could be other considerations. It could be the Torah doesn't want to restrict the Hechsher Sukkah to Dalad Minim, because then you won't be Mekayim Mitzvah Sukkah. That's what's going on with this Machlekes Tanaim. It's a different kind of Kal Vachomer, because it's a Kal Vachomer where you have a Hechsher and you're saying, you see the Torah, basically, I'll tell you something. This Gemara is the greatest support for the Rambam's Tama Mitzvahs. It's like a Raya Brewer for what he's saying. Because it shows that his Tama Mitzvah wasn't simply an extraneous Tama, it was an intrinsic Tama in the halachic system. Because the Rambam says that really they could have, the Torah could have taken pomegranates and could have taken other things. Mimine Eretz Yisrael, because the whole Kiyam HaMitzvah is Shvacha Shel Mokayim. That's the real Kiyam HaMitzvah. So, but the Torah restricted it to these things. Why? For different purposes. Okay, so that's the Rambam of Arvuch, and it gives you the reasons. But the halachic plane fits directly into the Rambam's guide of that emerges from the Tama Mitzvah. The Tama Mitzvah, you have to see Tama Mitzvah and Halacha are two separate spheres. They operate differently, but they're not completely removed. The Tama Mitzvah guides you in terms of the halachic structure. That's why Tama Mitzvah are so important. And it's not just Drush, but that's what the Rambam is saying. That really the Torah could have used other things. You see from Rabbi Yehuda. That the Kiyum could have been through other things, but the Torah restricted it to these. So in Halacha, we say if there's a restriction, so the Torah should certainly restrict the Kiyum Schach also. That's what you're saying, you see. But you see the idea that really it could have been other things and it was restricted. That's exactly the Tama Mitzvah the Rambam gives in the Dalad Minim. Could have been other things. So, but that's exactly the halacha. Halacha falls exactly in line. That really it could have been other things. That's what Yehuda says. But the Torah restricted it to these four. So he has a Kal Vachomer of restriction. So the Chachamim say a Kal Vachomer of restriction you could use if there's no consideration of loss of the mitzvah. If there's a consideration of loss of the mitzvah, so you can't make such a Kal Vachomer of restriction because maybe there were other considerations. They don't want people not to have a sukkah. That's exactly what the Chachamim say. But the concept of Hechsher emerges intrinsically from this Machlekes Tanaim. And the Hechsher means a Kiyum Netilah. Yes, go ahead. Ah, very good. So this would explain, the Gemara says that maybe that they should take a Parash or a Rimon. So the Gemara says, how could you do that? What's the Havamina? So the Gemara says, Shalot Tishtakach Taras Esra. So you see, if the Torah were simply to take this min, so we said that that's absurd. That's not the mitzvah. It has no shaykhs. But if you see the Allah is to create an entity of netilah, but the Torah restricted it to these dalad minim, so you might think that you could take a parash or rimon, you see, because there's a key in netilah. If the mitzvah is kiyum netilah, then it's possible to have a substitute. But if the mitzvah is this substance, how does one substance substitute for another? Okay? Yeah. You mean the Kal Vachomer?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. We're not ready for it. That's an Eisik for tonight. I just want to, for us, we just have to understand the guidelines, the framework. I mean, you can't start asking questions like that. I mean, you can't do that.
Yeah.
It just has to make sense. The frameworks make sense. I can't go into why think of a lot of chalukim. I mean, but that's not nice. You have to know the dash you're giving me for that level. Yeah. I'm saying it's kin too. I can't explain it. It's a concept. Yes.
Yeah, the Rav mentioned that the mission is Rishon Yavuba, he called the Bigdash Shiv of Medina Yavapai. And the Rambam says on that
that Shire Eretz Yisrael puts near Shalayim. So he said Anshir Shalayim was really, that itself was a key in the seal of Mikdash.
That's very good, because that bothered me. The Anshir Shalayim, that how could they, outside of the Mikdash, how could it be a key in Mikdash?
Ram says the Dina means Shire Eretz Yisrael puts near Shalayim.
Ah, that's excellent. That question was bothering me. That how could Anshir Shalayim be a key? So the answer is because Anshir Shalayim is a key in Migdash because it's only in Shalayim.
Right, that's why the Ram specifically has been Hagam
Anshir Shalayim. That's very good. Excellent. So that's why you see that the Anshir, I was wondering about, that's how it would be key of Anshir Shalayim. So apparently Anshir Shalayim is only your Shalayim, according to the Rav mentioned that according to the Ramba. That's perfect. So that's why it's only your Shalayim because it's a key of Migdash. Very good. Yeah.
He says the other Rishon say Chaviv, but not the Ramba.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we followed around. Okay. What? Of Mikdash. It's a Kim in Mikdash. Mikdash and Medina. Yeah. Yes.
From Ruler to Sukkah, is it because, is there anything more than just the fact that these are two
mitzvahs associated
with Chag HaSukkah, or are they more like inherently related to each other?
Say it again,
In other words, the Kama Kama that he applies, he says, Ruler, you Yotze with the Dalet Meaning, therefore Sukkah, you should be Yotze only with the Dalet Meaning. Is that suggesting like an intimate relationship between the mitzvah of Sukkah and Ruler, or is it just simply because they're both mitzvahs of Chag HaSukkah?
I don't know. I don't know.
Sounds like a nice Shabbos dress.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, maybe you could expand over. I don't know. But let's first take care of the main problems we had yesterday. Okay, what were the problems? One problem was the Gemara over there. That was one. What were the two other problems here? What? Nikra Lulav. Yeah. The Rambam says that this mitzvah is Nikra Lulav. So our question is, who cares? Where do you have a kriyas shame on a mitzvah? You see, and also the question was, why when you make an aguda, does the lulav have to stand out one tefach above? So I want to say like this, the Rambam learns like this, the Gemara asks a question about the Dalad Minim, why you mevarach on the lulav. So the Gemara says, since it's gadol b'kulon, right, since gadol b'mina is gadol b'kulon, So then the Gemara says, so hold the Esrog Empire. The Gemara says, no, because it's Gadol B'mino. What the way the Rambam's learning, what the Gemara is saying is that the Iker Kiyum Netila is Al Yedei Alulav. The Iker Kiyum, it's true you have to take Dalad Minim, but the Iker Kiyum Netila is Al Yedei Alulav. That's why the Rambam says that it's Nikra Lulav. And that's why you Mavarach on the Lulav. Because there's one Kiyum Netila, and which one of the four is the ikur in terms of creating the chalos kiyum netilah? The lulav, of course, is gadol mikulam. You see, gadol mina. So therefore, the Rambam says, that's how the Rambam learns the Gemara. Because why should you be mevarach lulav? And the Rambam is the only mevarach lulav. The reason is because it's not dalad minim, it's a kiyum netilah al yedei dalad minim. And which one of the four is responsible, is essentially responsible for the Kiyum Netilah? That's what the Gemara says, the Lulav. So that's why Mevarach HaLulav. So that's what the Rambam says. The mitzvah is Nikra Lulav. And that's why you Mevarach Al Netilas Lulav. Because the Rambam's bothered, how could you make a Bracha Al Netilas Lulav if it's Dalad Minim? So that's what the Rambam's explaining. It's Nikra Lulav. Why? Because the mitzvah is to create a Kiyum Netilah. And that's what the Gemara is saying. Which one is responsible essentially for the Kiyum Netilah of the Dalad Minim? The Lulav. So that's why the Shem HaMitzvah is based upon the concept of the mitzvah, which is the Kiyum Netilah. And which one of them is most responsible for the Kiyum Netilah? The Lulav. So the whole mitzvah is Nikra, Mitzvah's Lulav. And that's why, and what's the significance of that? The significance of that is that when you Mavarech, what bracha do you make? Because that's the mitzvah. What do you make on the do? Because that's the mitzvah. Otherwise, I make a dal minim. And that's why the Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvahs calls it lulav, and he always calls it lulav. He always calls it. That's the problem. That's the very problem the Gemara was dealing with. Okay.
So how come lulav is still the main thing?
It doesn't matter. Ain't tzarech eged, tzarech eged doesn't make any difference because it's still the ikur kiyum netilah. is al yedei haluluf. Doesn't matter. That's why you see Rabbi Yehuda rehold Sarachek. It makes a lot of sense because according to him, it's more easily understandable. But even according to us, that you hold, you can do a bezeh chazeh, but after you finished the kiyum netilo, the essential kiyum netilo was al yedei haluluf. That was the essential kiyum netilo. The essence of the kiyum netilo was al yedei haluluf. Even though it's not simultaneous. Rabbi Yehuda holds it has to be simultaneous, yeah. No, in terms of Netila, the Esrog, it's true, the Esrog is besmol, but there's one Kiyam Netila, and the Esrog has a Kiyam Netila because of the Lulav. Because of the Lulav. The Kiyam Netila is essentially our Dea Lulav. Essentially, there's no Kiyam Netila in the Esrog. Essentially. There's a Kiyam Netila in the Esrog, it's true. But the essential Kiyam Netila is our Dea Lulav. Now, what was the other question we had? The last question. Was that? So that's why the Rambam says that if you put it in an aguda, so the Rambam says that the lulav has to stand out a tefach. Why does it have to stand out a tefach? Because if you do them separately, so the kiyum netilo is the ikir kiyum netilo takes place through lulav separately. But if you have them together, so the Rambam says that if it's not a tefach larger, so then the kiyum netila of lulav is lacking. The kiyum netila of lulav is lacking. That's what the Rambam holds. That's what the Rambam holds.
So if you just have to do it simultaneously without an
egga, then it's okay. Because then, even though you're doing it at the same time, but remember we said according to the Rambam that it doesn't make any difference because there's no netila tama. There's no lakicha tamo really, whether you do it separately, because you can't be two tzuras on mitzvahs. That was a Ben Tam's criticism. Okay. Cannot be two tzuras on mitzvahs. Okay. But apparently the Rambam held is that it's true that eged is lenoi, but that's a noi netila. In other words, you see what the Rambam is saying is like this, that what is the noi mitzvah? The noi mitzvah means that the netila is a netila shel noi. And it's true, me ikra mitzvah, you don't need it, but the moment you do the eged, now what you're creating is a netila of noi mitzvah. So the Rambam held, if it's a netila of noi mitzvah, so then in the framework of zekeli v'anveyu, there's something super added to the netila. In that framework of zekeli v'anveyu, the lulav must stand out a tefach in order that the kiyum netila lulav should be manifest. You see? In the framework of the Zekeli Vanveil. Question is, if you don't do it, does it mean you're not Yetzer? The Rambam means Vitzarach in terms of the, that's the only thing I'm not sure about. It would seem simpler to say that in the framework of the Zekeli Vanveil, it's going to lack, but the Rambam seems to say, apparently the Rambam holds that the Zekeli Vanveil now becomes incorporated in the mitzvah. So if in terms of the Zekeli Vanveil, you must have it a tefachat. Because now you've chosen this form of kiyum. If you've chosen this form of kiyum, so you're going to interfere with the kiyum netila. Since halachically this does register halachically, so therefore it must stand out a tefach. That's what the Rambam is saying. Okay. It's a bracha on the key and the tila of the mitzvah. On the tila sulam. That's right, you're right. He's right. He's right. On the tila sulam. It's the key and the tila.
Did the
Rambam
say that bracha in the
Halachic
bracha?
What did Rambam say?
He said if you already started to pick it up because it's not, it's a problem
of Rambam's Yasin,
exactly. But if you absolutely didn't do any of the mitzvah, then you say
Lito Rulo. Lito, okay. Yeah, that has to do with that's different sugya. That's Sugim Sachem over there. That's the Sugim Sachem where you say Lito and every bracha like that. Al or Le.
Right.
That's a different sugya. We're not ready for that sugya. Yeah, go ahead.
Why is it like a mitzvah? Like,
Now what that? I mean Rashi. It was Rashi. The Nigger Shem Shemayim Olav because of the right. Well, that I don't know. I don't know. This is in the Rambam. I don't know. I don't know Rashi wrote on that. So I don't know. I don't know. According to Rashi, it's a different. It would seem because of the Hadar, because the Hadar is intrinsic. It is the only case where the Zekelim Aveil is intrinsic in the Mitzvah. But the Rambam is different. The Rambam is saying because of the there's a concept of a kinyan. I don't know Rashi. I mean, I assume Rashi also in Wepa. Okay. All right. We'll stop here, Bosa. Yeah. Oh, so the question is for the Maskana. What do you do tomorrow? So tomorrow, what do you, what's the, But what, does the Gro, we don't have anything from the Gro, right?
Be the Maisaram?
What?
He had the Maisaram at Yeshiva, Avi.
He looked up at him.
Oh, 1 second. Now, Danny's question. That's, I noticed something. That's what's bothering me. Danny's question. So the question was, Danny's question was, that how could they say it could be Yotzei Yedei Shneihem? You see? But now you can answer that question. Why? Because since there's a Kiyum Netila, right? So since there's a Kiyum Netila, so since it's true, ain't Tzarech Agad. But once you have an agad, so now there's a, now these dalad become incorporated in one kiyum netila. So then it'll come out that it's right that you could have the arabas and the dalad minim together, and it won't be considered. If you have arabas and the dalad minim together, it won't be mavapal. You see, in other words, I guess, ordinarily you're right that it would be considered just extra. It would be considered just, I'm forget about Baltais, it would be considered just extra aravos. But for the kiyum of being makif, the mizbeach, zechel, and migdash, so there's alach of netilas arava and netilas lulav. So since the lulav is agad, so now that means that you've, that there's one identity of netila vis-a-vis the lulav and the dal minim. You see? Because of the agad, because of Zekele Van Veil, like the Rambam says, that's why it has to stand that one tefach. So then if you have a arava separately, it would be a separate kiyum netila on the aravas. So in terms of hekef abima, even though they're together, that's why you'd be yotze both deis. Okay? All right, that's the yotze both deis. Okay, yeah.
So therefore, the agad according to Buddha versus our way, whether you have to use mina.
No, it's a totally two different ideas. We've been saying it all along. According to Abiyud, it's a totally different chefza. According to us, it's not a different chefza. It's just a Zekeli van Veyu in the Tila. But it's not a different chefza.
I don't think the answer is gave
that. My answer is now we have a minig to be makif, which is simply Zechel Amigdash. It's not essential to rice anymore.
Right,
it's just.
Our agad is
Zekeli van Veyu, but you see that our agad makes a difference in terms of the key and the tilo, because over there the Rambam says he has to be a tefach. Right? So in terms of the key and the tilo, which is essentially what the minig is, the key and, you have a key and the tilo of arava and a key and the tilo of lulav. So you see that the agad affects the key and the tilo of lulav and it makes it separate. So in terms of the kiyum of the minig of hekef habima, that's why it would not be ma'akev. You understand?
Yeah, according
to Rabbi
Huda,
it's
a bit of a chafta.
According to the way we have it, it's a bit of a key of the tila. That's correct. Okay. That's correct.
So it shouldn't be a problem with Baltais Vida.
So that's it. But you say, but the Rav said, the Rav held for sure that what? You do both? Okay, that's it. All right, Basai. That's what we should do. Yeah. Yep. That's good. The Rav Kfahara Zaken. So, according to, see, there's one more point here. We should really just draw this out. And that is that, you see, the Rambam holds that, to explain the Rambam, that why is it that when it's in an aguda, okay? And then fully, we left it kind of like undeveloped, you know what I mean? We just, basic, explanation. We really fine-tune it. I mean, you got to fine-tune it a little bit over here. The thing is that that why is it the problem, that last problem in the Rambam, that why is it when it's in the Aguda, so you need it has to be a tefach longer. I mean, it has to be defined more precisely. You see, the thing is like this, that what does the Aguda do according to us, not according to Rabbi Yehuda? So Aguda is not aloch in the Chafta, right? But what is it? It's aloch in the Kiyum Netila, right? But still, if you want to be technical about it, I mean, it's aloch in the Kiyum Netila, so it's just a hidur. It's something which is extraneous. So why should it affect the Dalad Minim so that the Lulav has to be Yotzei Tefach? Right? You know what I mean? Okay. You know what I'm saying? We answered it like in a general way, I mean, a general approach, but we didn't really give it an exact definition. And the question really still, technically didn't really answer the question. Because if it's an extraneous phenomenon, so it shouldn't affect the Kiyum HaMitzvah. In terms of the, it shouldn't affect the Kiyum HaMitzvah in terms of the Tzuras, Tzuras Dalad Minim, that the Lulav has to be more tefach out. But I think the thing is like this, that the Zeh Keli V'Anveyu, see, the Zeh Keli V'Anveyu is really a Kiyum in the Kiyum Netila, in the Kiyum Netila Shalorv. But it's not just, it's not, now in order, it has to be, the Zeh Keli V'Anveyu is an extension of something. See, it's an extension of something. So what is it an extension of? What is it an extension of over here? What is it an extension of over here? Over here, it's an extension of the Lekicha Tama. Since you have a whole concept of Lekicha Tama, which is really, I mean, when you learn the sugyas, you see that Lekicha Tama is, everything revolves around Lekicha Tama, concept of Lekicha Tama. So the Zeh Keli V'Anveyu is a kiyum in the Lekicha Tama of Lulav. So since it's a kiyum in the Lekicha Tama of Lulav, so it modifies the Lekicha. See, it modifies the Lekicha. So, because the Lekicha Tama lends itself to a Zeh Keli V'Anveyu. So therefore, if the person decides to be mahader, the lekicha. So then the lekicha. So now the hidur mitzvah is nitfas in the netilas lulav. So then it affects the netila, and that's why the lulav has to be yotzei tefach. You understand what I'm saying?
What
do you mean? No, but Lekicha Tama, you have a din of Lekicha Tama according to everybody. It's just not, in other words, there's a concept of Lekicha Tama. The basic idea of Lekicha Tama is less man the poet, that there's Lekicha Tama. The question is how Lekicha Tama sets itself up. Okay? But you see, there's a Lekicha Tama, for instance, that it should be a Lekicha Zdalad Minim. That's Lekicha Tama. There's a, what? Chaser Lekicha Tama. What else? That it should be Lekicha Zdalad Minim. On every min. It should be Lekicha Zdalad Minim. So you see, there's a concept of Lekicha Tama. So there's a concept of Chaser. Chaser lacks in Lekicha Tama according to everybody. No one, it's not a question of whether you have a drush of Lekicha Tama or not. It's a question of how it sets itself up. Okay? And according to Rabbi Yehuda, Lekicha Tama sets itself up in the fact that you need a particularized Lekicha on the mitzvahs, on the Dalad Minim. That we disagree. That's the Machlekes. Whether you need a particularized Lekicha. You don't need particularized, but you need the Lekicha Tama, on the contrary, sets itself up that it's a Lekicha's Dalad Minim. And it's commensurate with the mitzvah. That's the way Lekicha Tama. That's two different directions. Rabbi Yehuda holds it continues with the idea of Lekicha Tama, and it must be a specialized Lekicha. But everybody has a concept of Lekicha Tama. So, and Lekicha Tama is halacha in Netilas Lulav. That's Lekicha Tama. That's Netila. That's the key of Netila. So, in the when you take the Hayshana, you make it into Hayshana, according to us, it's a Hidur mitzvah. Mitzvahs Netila, the Kiyum Netila lends itself to Hidur. So it's a Hidur in the Kiyum Netila, you see. So since it's a Hidur in the Kiyum Netila, so the Netila is modified. So now it's a modification of the Netila, so that's why the Lulav must be Yotzim and Asher Yotefach. Okay? So I'll ask you a question. According to the Rambam, for instance, let's say, for instance, I have an aguda, and I have one arava in the aguda, and one arava outside the aguda. Am I mekayim mitzvah so lulav or not? Okay, why not? Because what? That's what I would say. I would say that he'd have a lulav on two levels. In terms of the base, I'm wondering. Let me think about it. That's my question. My question is like this: according to the Rambam, if you would have you have dalad minim, but you have one arava outside of the lulav, and you have two adasim outside of the lulav, outside of the outside of the aguda. Okay, so are you yotze or are you not yotze? Are you yotze or not yotze?
Even if you say the aguda is nothing, you know, you also like you took them without the aguda.
Right.
I would say it registers as an aguda, but it's not an aguda shel dalad minim.
Yeah.
You say that that you have a problem
this
morning carrying
your
rubber around.
Well, we're not ready for this morning. That's what I want to get to. I want to understand the basics first, then we'll get to the this morning.
Oh, just one thing. Yeah. How you formulate it now?
That's another question. In the Rambam, the Tefach Yotzei, is the Tefach Yotzei a psul or not? The Mashmoyis is what? Mashmoyis is a psul.
That it is.
That is a psul. Mashmoyis is. How do Achronim and Achronim learn the same way? The Shulchan Aruch. They learn it's a psul, no? The Shulchan Aruch says a psul, right? Am I right?
I don't know.
Yeah, check the Shulchan Aruch. I think. Yeah, but that's what I'm trying to say. But I want to make 100% sure. You got the Shulchan Aruch there. Where's the Shulchan Aruch? Let's get the facts 100% before we make the definition. All right, where is it at?
Tough Reish Nun.
Which Sif? Sif Beis. Let me tell you. I need a Shulchan Aruch. Hold on a second. Give me Mishnah Berurah. Yeah, Mishnah Berurah. He usually brings that one. Get me a Shulchan Aruch also, but okay, thanks. Tough Reish Nun. Yep, he seems to say clearly that it's market.
Wow.
It's market. That's what, yeah. So that's the way I learned it's market.
What we're saying is it's a good register.
It's market.
Which one, sir?
יש מי שמשביל הוסף בעד הברך עד הסברה כמה צורך שייצא שייצא רמם שייצא שדר שלו ומעלה מהם תפח. יפ, that's much more than I just want to see if it's a little else that way. It's nice to see that.
The run has that way too?
Yeah. It's the run. What is the Russian run? The what? It must be. It must be. It must be. You see, that's the run says puzzle?
I'm thinking about my time.
Yeah. Shulchan Aruch just is mashmir is puzzle, because he has it in Tafresh Nun, Shir Hadas Varava. The Yesh Misha in Tafresh Nun, Yesh Misha Omer, Shafilu Hosef Baruch Ahadas Varava Kama, Tzorach Sheyetze Shedra Shalulah Vamayla Mentefach. I know, but he's putting it in the Seis, it's more, he's putting it in the Shir. The Ramah, I know the Ramah, I know, but I'm just saying, the fact that Shulchan Aruch follows that, puts it in the Shir, it's clear that he's, in the Shulchan Aruch, it's more of a diuk because he's trying to make it more clear. You know, I mean, like the Rambam is a lot of times is more obscure, but the Shulchan Aruch is trying to be a lot, it's a local maisa. So he's explaining it in terms of a local maisa. So it's, he has to make it very perfectly clear. So what would I say?
Rad says, Mestavra, feel a host of Baruch Ahadim Barava, feel Kama, Sarah Shiyeti Shed of Shalom, Malam and Tema.
So is there a gra on that too? The gra say anything in the Shulchan Aruch?
Oh,
get a gra there. That's it. Yeah. Doesn't have anything on it. Yeah, what's Lashon Aran? Aran Shana. That's all you just got. Okay. Yeah. But I think the question is why should that be? Because it's Zekeli Van Veil. But according to the way we're saying now, so why should it be Zekeli Van Veil? It shouldn't be Market. But according to the way we're saying now, it fits in perfectly well. Why? Because Zekeli Vianveyu is a hidur, and that hidur is a hidur midaraisa. So the moment you create the aguda, so you have a natilo, which is a natilo shel hidur. So once you have a natilo which registers a schal as a natilo shel hidur midaraisa, so it lends itself to hidur because it's a hidur in the halacha of lekicha tamo and atila and the key and atila. So then it could be a ma'akev. It could be a ma'akev because now it's a different kind of a natila. So if it's not yotze tefach, so it lacks in the key and atila. It lacks in the key and atila.
Put your mute button on, please.
What? Yeah. So. 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 Lexan, just give me one second. Lexan, the key of Natila. It's a different kind of Natila. It's a Natila. It's a Natila Shohidur. And the Natila Shohidur, it's not Yotze Tefach. So Lexan, the key of Natila. What's that?
You can do half a hidor, half a not hidor.
Right.
You can say that this part is hidor, but now the other two are rovos and not hidor. One or the other. There's two different possibilities, two different kinds of a lower kicha, regular one or the kitekeli ben veihu.
That's a strange. It's hard to say. What's that, what's that? And he goes, then too. Subreddit.
They
say
they don't have
either. What is that again? Say they don't have either. Yes, go ahead.
Why is it wrong to say that the Hidur shouldn't be mitzvahs if it's going to be done in such a way that it will obliterate the key and the tefillah altogether?
That it shouldn't be mitzvahs.
Why is that wrong? In other words,
that does sound right. I should say so. Forget about the Hidur.
It's not mitzvah. The Hidur is got to obliterate the key and the field. That's right.
See, it seemed to me a dove poshet that if you had the aguda and you have one arava outside and two adasim outside, that definitely you'll be yotze. Why? Because over there the Hidur, there's no Hidur because you don't have the chafzi yet. You don't have the chafzi yet. Since you need $3,000, so there's no Hidur. So the whole thing is not netfas. It's not netfas. So why isn't that the same case as where I have all the minim together, and I have what? And I have the Shedra Shalulav is not Yotze, so why don't I say yeah, I think the only answer is what we're saying, basically. In other words, like this, that over here, the Hidur is not a Hidur in the Chafzer. The Hidur is a Hidur in the Netila. And the question is, how could you have a Hidur in Netila? You can't just make up your own Hidur. So how do you have a Hidur in Netila? So the answer is that the Hidur of Netila is an extension, is only possible because of the halacha of Lekicha Tama. Because the halacha of Lekicha Tama points the way, allows for a Hidur of Netila. You understand what I mean? The halacha of Lekicha Tama is the backdrop which permits a Hidur on that concept of Lekicha Tama. So therefore, if that's the case, then the Hidur will be nitfas in the Maisa Netila. And it could be a Ma'akev. See, if it's Allah and the Chefza, so I say, Dalmeach of the Hidur, but you still have the basic mitzvah. But if it's a Hidur in the Maisa Netila, so now, So now it's a different netila. That's the point over here. In other words, the point is like this: that according, yes. Just give me a second. See, that's the Gemara. The Gemara shows the difference according to Rabbi Yehuda in the Aguda, and according to us, according to Acham in the Aguda. Right? According to the way we pass in the Aguda. So the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's halacha in Lekicha Tama, and it's a Ma'akev. But according to us, the Gemara says, nevertheless, it's halacha of Zekeh Ligman Veil. Nevertheless, it's halacha of Zekeh.